Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. I am Jason Burma, sitting in for Alex Jones for the first hour of this global broadcast, Thursday, August 27th, 2009. Man, the summer is almost over. We're going to be hitting up this article right here, The Truth About Lying. Now, this is going to make a lot of people uncomfortable because it really exposes us as a society of liars, which we are. We can't even be honest with ourselves most of the time. We're also going to be reading this article out of Fox News, All You Need to Know About the Flu Pandemic and the Swine Flu Shot. I'm going to give you a little hint. Here's what you don't need to know. You don't need to know about Guillain-Barré. It's not in there. You don't need to know about the trial runs that are hurting people. You don't need to know about Baxter. Okay, you don't need to know much other than you need to take three of these shots. We're going to get to that in a moment. But I want to make this point. I was on YouTube yesterday, and I noticed that the new Michael Moore movie has been up on YouTube now since August 20th. Now, they paid for some advertising to be on the front page. Now, I clicked on it, and it only had 32,000 views. Again, it had been up since the 20th, 6 days. Now, you look at Fall of the Republic, Alex Jones's new trailer, that already has almost 70,000 views in under 48 hours. You look at my trailer in under 48 hours, it has 40,000 views. Now, why is this important? Why am I bringing this up? Number one, it shows that we are as popular, if not more popular, than a mainline leftist like Michael Moore, whose movies are literally seen by millions of people and people go to the theater to see these movies. Now, number two, they put him on the front page for an advertisement, right? But they also put him in favorites and he's in the top categories. Okay, we're not. I looked at the views in the activism section, in the trailers and the films. Where are we? We're dominating in numbers, but somehow our trailers can't get in to the top rated sites. We can't be on the front page. Again, why am I making this point? So I go to the trailer this morning, and the trailer has 300,000 hits now. That means it had 270,000 hits because YouTube put it on the front page. Can you imagine if they were fair with us and they actually put Fall of the Republic and Invisible Empire on the front page? We'd easily have 300,000 views. And, you know, I was thinking about playing this Michael Moore trailer, Capitalism, a Love Story. You know, it's all fun and games that they're ripping us off, and it's capitalism's fault. Folks, it's not capitalism's fault. It's the fact that we've let offshore bankers go beyond the free market. There is no free market. This isn't a capitalist society. As Webster Tarpley will tell you, this is fascism at its core, at its hard core, and they're gutting it right now, baby. I mean, they are really setting up a society in which we have to grovel to the government to have sustenance, to maintain any kind of lifestyle where we can take care of our kids, where we can have our own home. It won't be our home anymore. It will really be the government's. And they'll just gut this country and our sovereignty, bring in the North American Union, say it's good for all of us. And we'll say, man, they temporarily fixed the problem. All of a sudden, it's not 15% unemployment. It's only 10, and then it's 5. So we really have to be aware of this. And you know, I like Moore on some level. I think Fahrenheit 9/11 woke up a lot of people, at least to take the next step into the real hardcore 9/11 truth. I wasn't a huge fan of Sicko, but I didn't think it was that good. It just really bothers me. He's such a raving socialist and really a liar at some level, Michael Moore. You know, the truth about lying, we'll get to that in a moment. But he was on the cover story for Barack Obama on the Rolling Stone last month, right? Him, Gergen, and I think it was Paul Krugman. And he actually states in there that Obama is lying and posturing himself by saying that 50,000 troops will be in Iraq at the end of 2011. He doesn't believe that he's telling the truth. He really thinks he's going to get them out. Are you insane, Michael Moore? Of course that's the plan. We'll be lucky to only have 50,000 troops in Iraq by the end of 2011. Okay? Let's be real with each other. They're saying they need to beefcake up the Afghan war. That's the reality. And you're going to be hearing a lot of that rhetoric in the run-up to September 11th and on September 11th this year. I guarantee you that. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. Alex coming up in the second, third, and fourth hours with Wayne Paul, Dr. LeBeau, General Stubblebine, and Bob Cohen. Go check us out over at Infowars.com, and we're streaming live at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in for the first hour. Alex coming in up in the second, third, fourth hours. I'm holding in my hand last month's Rolling Stone, and then we're going to finish up with this Michael Moore issue and move on to the H1N1 vaccine. But it's not really H1N1. Again, this is three types of flu. So here it is. Obama so far in the cover image here, if we can focus in on this on PrisonPlanet.tv, is by Shepard Fairey. And it's right here. It's his follow-up to his iconic Hope image. Now, when you open it up, you know, it's this big article with David Bohemian Grove Club Gergen and Paul Krugman and Michael Moore. Obama so far, there he is right here. And he really has the nerve to say he fakes right and goes left, says Moore. I'll be shocked if he keeps 50,000 troops in Iraq. He just says those things to keep the opposition at bay. Who is in a delusional wonder world now, Mr. Moore? He doesn't say those things to keep the opposition at bay. He says those things because he works for the Wall Street establishment. They're the ones that got him, quote unquote, elected. A very loose term right now. Election. Please give me a break. And speaking of Obama, we got a story up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv right now about this censored image. At first, they said, hey, the artist of this Obama Joker filed a DMCA complaint. He did not. And then they said Time Magazine did it. No, they didn't either. Okay, so who's doing this? Flickr won't say. Check it out. You'll remember that the image caused all uproar. Here's a list of most places where the story ran last week after Flickr was reported to have removed the controversial image from Al-Khalib's stream and their site. Flickr's defense of their removal of the image eventually came from Community Manager Health Camp in a help forum thread that has subsequently been shut down, who told Flickr users that the reason why the image was removed was that someone filed a DMCA request to take it down. In this instance, the Yahoo copyright team here is the U.S. received a complete notice of infringement as outlined by DMCA, the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, stated Champ, trying to deflect blame for the deletion of the controversial law, or deletion on the controversial law. Now, again, Time Magazine would have nothing here. Larry Flint of Hustler Magazine fought in court, I think it was either in the 70s or 80s, to do these type of parodies. Now, granted, his are a bit dirtier, but he said, look, this is free speech. This is political. I have a right to do this. And obviously, that's what this is. This image looks nothing like the actual Time image. It has been altered beyond belief. So this guy, like I said, unless the actual creator of the piece here, of the Joker piece, filed that complaint, they haven't. Even if Time Magazine had filed the complaint, which they're saying in this article, they didn't. They didn't. It wouldn't hold up in court. It's an original image, folks. So the mystery continues. Why are they tearing this down? Because it's gone viral and it shows our Lord and Savior, the Messiah, Barack Obama, in a bad light, and they can't have that. All right, so here it is. Everything you need to know about the H1N1 vaccine. Take a look at it, folks. I mean, this is pure propaganda from Fox News. It's the follow-up propaganda from Fox News. See, they're allowed to expose, you know, what's going on in Wall Street and how bad the Democrats are with health care now that they're in the minority. But they still have to push the globalist propaganda that you need to take your shot. There's not going to be one mention in this article about people becoming quadriplegics. There's not going to be one mention in this article about people dying from the vaccine. Not one mention of what happened in 1976. Not one mention. Not one mention of the trial runs that are hurting people. Safety questions are being raised about the rush to get an H1N1 vaccine into the hands of doctors before the virus reemerges this fall, possibly more dangerous and widespread than it was last spring. So they're already spooking you out in the first paragraph. It's going to be more dangerous, more widespread. Here it comes. And those questions are brewing concern among many Americans wondering whether to risk putting off being vaccinated. See, whether to risk putting off being vaccinated. They're making it seem like you need to rush to go get it. Not whether or not you should take it, whether you should put it off. No, you're going to take the shot. Or take a shot at beating the bug before it gains the upper hand. And then it has your H1N1 survival guide. They're pushing it as fast as they can, but they still have to meet good manufacturing standards, said Dr. Peter Gross, Senior Vice President and Chief Medical Officer at Hackensack University Medical Center. You should be ashamed of yourself, Mr. Gross. It will be tested to make sure it's safe and contains the proper amount of protective antibodies. Meanwhile, they're jacking it up with mercury, already admitted, squalene. The mercury, by the way, they actually say they're going to make some mercury-free ones for some of the children and the pregnant women that are taking it. Meanwhile, they're the target audience, and they're the first people they're going to vaccinate. So unless 100% of this vaccine is mercury-free, think about how many people they're going to give it to anyway. It's all semantic games. It's all lies. It's a culture of liars, and we love it that they lie to us. We're going to get to that article. This is so important. I just went over it this morning, and I was like, you know, this really does tell it like it is. This really says what we are as a society, where our morals are. And I'm not perfect. I know that. I'm far from perfect. I'm going to continue with this article, though. We'll get to that in a moment. Each year, scientists with the FDA, U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, and the National Institutes of Health and vaccine manufacturers meet in January or February to decide which strains of the flu virus will be included in the seasonal flu vaccine. From there, the chosen strains are sent to the World Health Organization so that scientists can view the selected strains and make any necessary, though usually minor, changes. Meanwhile, no mention in this article, zero mention that it's H5N1, the bird flu virus, two separate strains of H1N1, the pig flu virus, and one strain of human flu virus. They're not mentioning that at all. They say, well, this is nothing new. And here's where they admit, though, the new virus, however, is different in that it contains a mix of human, bird, and swine flu strains of the virus. Just casually saying it, no big deal. And you're thinking to yourself, wait a minute, bird flu, isn't that more deadly? How does bird flu get in there? And again, it's lightly and sparsely mentioned in the media, but they never focus on that because then they have to focus on the fact that this was probably created in a bioweapons lab. And people have gone public saying that. I think it was one of the guys that designed Tamiflu said that. I mean, come on. But only when he said it, though, it escaped. It mistakenly escaped. See, there's no way they would actually release it on purpose. You say that like the health minister out in India. All of a sudden, you're saying that the government and the Jews did it. At least that's the CFR propaganda that we saw on the Colbert Report. Let's see. An H1N1 strain has been included in the influenza vaccine every year since 1977. And they're also saying that the process is a slow one, so they're not going to be able to give everybody it off the bat. But they're still, again, hitting the 20 to 40-year-olds first, pregnant women, and very young children. See, they figure that the older people are just going to catch it from all the people they infect when they give them the shot. It's a sick joke. And then at the very end, it's three shots instead of one. Americans are potentially looking at three flu shots this year instead of the normal one shot that would include one of the seasonal flu. All right. So I'm already getting Board of Education permission slips. Now, this one is a lot more honest than some of the ones you're probably going to see for those of you out there that have children. Okay, obviously, we have the school systems blacked out and whatnot, but here it is right here. The flu season is expected to be active with the threat of H1N1 virus, swine flu, and the seasonal flu. It is especially important that all families take precautions to avoid getting sick. Let's see. Blank Hospital of Blank plans to provide free seasonal flu vaccine, flu injections and flu mist to all school students as well as all school staff in early November. So this is going to be free, folks. They're pumping it out freestyle. In fact, we read the story yesterday. They're willing to pay you $50 in some places to take this shot. The Blank School's Coordinated School Health Program and the school nurse are working with the health department to make available an H1N1 vaccination at no cost to all students and staff. The H1N1 vaccine will be given in two doses at least 3 weeks apart. So they're already talking about in this permission slip, two shots off the bat, a two spot. For planning purposes, it is important to have an idea of how many students will have parent permission to receive the immunizations. No child will receive an immunization without parent permission. So this is one of the better permission slips that I've seen, but this shows their intent. I will say this. This is not fear-mongering. This is not saying kids won't be able to go to school. This is saying that they are not going to get the immunization without permission. Look for a lot more of these coming up and look for them to be a lot more deceptive than this one right here. Now, check this one out. Company cleared to test swine flu vaccine, fighting off liquidation. Okay, so the guys that are testing the swine flu vaccine right now are just clawing to stay above water and make a profit. Geez, do you think that they're going to rush through these tests and say whatever the establishment wants them to so they can stay in business? I wonder. This is out of the Wall Street Journal, by the way. As a new White House report raises the possibility that up to 50% of the U.S. population could contract swine flu this season. 50%. These people are insane. One drug maker has come a step closer to distributing a vaccine. That is, if the involuntary bankruptcy filing against it doesn't get in the way. Protein Sciences Corporation of Meridian, Connecticut is a privately held vaccine maker that last week won federal approval to kick off clinical trials of its vaccine for the H1N1 or swine flu virus. The Hartford Courant reported that means Protein Sciences' Panblock vaccine will be tested on humans as soon as the next few weeks. Such trials have already started in Australia, where winter and flu season are underway. The FDA stamp of approval doesn't mean it will be smooth sailing for Protein Sciences. However, the company was hit with an involuntary Chapter 7 bankruptcy filing last month by three creditors owed $11.7 million. So again, these guys need to keep their head above water. The creditors want their money. They'll do whatever the establishment says. Roll up your sleeves, folks. Take the poison injection. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and don't forget, truthnews.us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma sitting in. Alex coming up in the second, third, and fourth hours with Wayne Paul, Dr. LeBeau, General Stubblebine, and Bob Cohen. I want to take this quick second to thank one of our great sponsors. There's what makes this show possible, EcolaBlue.com. That's EcolaBlue.com. You can call them at 1-800-691-6043. Folks, it's the best purified water maker out there, in my opinion. I mean, you don't even need to plug this up to a sink, a faucet at all. It pulls water from the air goes through reverse osmosis. The whole nine, gives you a cold button, a hot button. It is just the coolest thing, and it tastes delicious. AColaBlue.com, 1-800-691-6043. All right, I want to get into this article right here. The truth about lying. We are a culture of liars. But he doesn't say maybe we should clean up our act. What does he say? Maybe we'd all benefit from brushing up on our skills. It's meant to be funny, but it's also a more serious commentary on us all. As Americans, we like to think we value the truth. Time and time again, public opinion polls show that honesty is among the top five characteristics we want in a leader, friend, or lover. The world is full of woeful stories about tragic consequences of betrayal. At the same time, deception is all around us. We are lied to by the government and its officials and public figures to a disturbing degree. Many of our social relationships are based on little white lies we tell each other. So far, this guy's spot on. We deceive our children only to be deceived by them in return. And the average person, says psychologist Robert Friedman, the author of a new book on lying, tells us at least three lies in the first 10 minutes of our conversation. There's always been a lot of lying, says Feldman, whose new book, The Liar in Your Life, came out this month. But I do think we're seeing a kind of cultural shift where we're lying more. It's easier to lie, and in some ways, it's almost more acceptable. Let's see, as Paul Elkman, one of Feldman's longtime lying colleagues and the inspiration behind Fox TV's Lie to Me, that's the one with Tim Roth, he defines a liar as a person who intends to mislead deliberately without being asked to do so by a target of the lie, which doesn't mean that all lies are equally toxic. Some are simply habitual, like my pleasure, while others might be altruistic. But each, Feldman argues, is harmful because of the standard it creates, correct? And the more lies we tell, even if they're little white lies, the more deceptive we as a society become. We are a culture of liars, to put it blatantly, with deceit so deeply ingrained in our psyches that we hardly even notice we're engaging in it. Spam email, deceptive advertising, the everyday pleasantries we don't really mean. Oh, it's so great to meet you. I love that dress. Have become an omnipresent white noise we've learned to tune out. We are, it's true, we're disingenuous. We lie to ourselves every day. We think things are going to get better. I mean, when you see quotes like this, oh, I think Obama's faking right and ready to go left, I'll be shocked if he keeps 50,000 troops in there. Are you lying to yourself? Are you lying to us? Are you lying to both, Mr. Moore? Because that is just utterly ridiculous. He goes on through this whole thing to talk about the modern world, how we loved Bill Clinton and other politicians like them, and all they are liars. But again, the author of the book says it's detrimental, but the author of this article says, hey, whatever, you know, we need to just brush up on it. They also talk about Spitzer and Mark Sanford, the guy who just got caught with that woman out in Argentina. But what's really detrimental, not those small things, that we're lying to ourselves that this health care bill, you know, isn't that dangerous. Sure, there are town hall meetings, but what's in the backdrop? Well, the cap and trade is in the backdrop, and that's already gone through Congress. This climate bill that's going to end up costing us even more money. Yes, the health bill may cost us our lives in the end, but what kind of a life are we going to have when our electric bills go up four times and we're not allowed to have two cars per family, and they start putting restrictions on the amount of children we're able to have, and they start charging us to send our children to school if it's too many? What happens then? I mean, that's what we're lying to ourselves about. We're lying to ourselves that Ted Kennedy was a great man. He was not a great man. And by the way, as I predicted yesterday, this garbage is everywhere. It's even on the infotainment channels. I'm up at like 2 or 3 in the morning sometimes last night. You know, I'm clicking through the stations, and all I get is what the antenna gets. So I get the main three and some other ones. So, you know, I'm watching the Hollywood Insider. Ted Kennedy's there. I'm watching Entertainment Tonight. Ted Kennedy's there. And it's like Ted Kennedy on a yacht, and he championed all these workers' rights, and I have to hear about No Child Left Behind. It's all garbage. Head Start program. Look, like I said yesterday, and I forgot to mention that his nephew got killed as well. Let's face it, JFK Jr., his death stinks as well. And he didn't step up then either. He didn't step up on his deathbed. He didn't call out the criminals that killed his family. So again, I got no love for him, and now the establishment is using his death to try to promote this health reform. Oh, we had brain cancer. If we caught it early enough with this new health bill, everything would be okay. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in for the first hour. Alex coming up in the second, third, and fourth hours. You know, this is a really important one to cover. This is out of the Associated Press. Agency that insures bank deposits may need help. This is the state of denial that we're in. We'll allow someone like Timothy Geithner to sit up there and say, no, the Fed is transparent. And Bernanke will say, no, the Fed is transparent. Yeah, we have to answer to Congress. Yeah, we have to answer to Congress. And then Bernie Sanders, the senator, gets up there and he says, tell us who got the money. And what does Bernanke say back to him? No. No. They're about as transparent as a lead beam, basically. That's about how transparent. You can see right through that lead beam, can't you, folks? That's what they'll tell you. They'll stare right at you. Look, you can see right through it. Give me a break. So agency that insures bank deposits may need help. And remember, this is the IMF system merging with the World Bank, creating a new world currency, the SDR units. In fact, if we went over to, forget which website it is, but if you just type in special drawing rights units and then conversion, Paul, you can see how much they're worth. They actually have a value now. And I think per one unit, which is like a dollar, I guess, we're worth 60 cents. And my last check was when I was in D.C. with Tarpley, and the dinar seemed to be the most valued currency out there. We were like the fifth or sixth most valued currency. We're not at the top of the heap anymore, folks. We're far from it. The government agency that guarantees Americans won't lose their money in a bank failure may need a lifeline of its own. Oh, so you mean my money's not safe in a bank? You mean the FDIC, who's supposed to make sure that my money's safe in a bank, isn't safe at all? Of course not. They're printing the money out of nowhere. There's no backing. The coffers of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corp have been so depleted by the epidemic of collapsing financial institutions that analysts warn it could sink into the red by the end of this year. And there it is up there for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Scroll down and see, what's that? A pound is worth a little bit. Look at that. It's right on the top. Scroll back up. A pound is worth a little bit more than one SDR unit, 0.10767, blah, blah, blah. Now, a dollar is only worth 0.63. That means that the pound is about 40% more value than our little dollaroo, okay? And those are just two of the currencies. You really need to see how desperate we are. SDR equals world currency. Just because they don't have a coin yet or a bill yet doesn't mean this isn't a global governance grab. It's exactly what it is. It's exactly what it is. Meanwhile, they're telling you, they're now announcing it, that the people that insure your, maybe there will be a bank holiday, folks. I'm not one of those guys that goes off these predictions that there's definitely going to be a bank holiday on this and this date. And yes, the economy is going to plunge by this and this date. Look, if you got gold and silver, you might be okay. Midas Resources, that's not devaluing. That's going up in value. In fact, the last time I checked, I think gold was at like 950 or 960 an ounce. Again, when I started listening to Alex Jones in 2003, it was under 300 an ounce. Do the math, okay? It tripled in value in just over 5 years. I'd say under 10 years, but it's just over 5 years, 6 years. 6 years. Tripled in value. Meanwhile, the FDIC is now saying it doesn't have any money. Well, if the FDIC doesn't have any money and your banks don't have any money, then you don't have any money. And guess what? The offshore banksters out there, they already took all the money. They converted it and they put it into offshore accounts. They gave out billions in bonuses when they looted us for 24 trillion and counting. What did you think was going to happen? Give me a break. That has only happened once before. So this has only happened once before during the savings and loan crisis of the early 1990s when the FDIC was forced to borrow $15 billion from the Treasury and repay it later with interest. $15 billion seems like a drop in the bucket at this point. When we're openly talking now about $24 trillion, what is $15 billion? It's not even comparable. And we're only talking about a little over a decade ago. We're not talking about 30, 40 years ago. No, a little over a decade ago, $15 billion from the Treasury. On Thursday, the agency reveals how much it's left in its reserves. Yeah, right. I guarantee they're supposed to announce that today. I guarantee it's a bunch of garbled jargon, and they don't tell you how much is really there. And so it's what they always do. FDIC Chairman Sheila Bair may also use the quarterly briefing to say how the agency plans to shore up its accounts. Small and mid-sized banks across the United States have been hurt by rising loan defaults and the recession. When they fail, the FDIC is responsible for making sure depositors don't lose a cent. And yesterday we did mention that the second largest bank in the United States went under. It's in Texas. Where is that article? That article should be right here. We covered it yesterday. But yes, that's right. Went under in Texas, and they're just going to keep going under and just keep going down, and they're going to go after the local banks first. Again, this is a consolidation of power. Do you understand? They have to gut all the local banks so that they can grab up with the big banks, the most corrupt banks like Chase Manhattan, like Bank of America that merged, like Merrill Lynch. They want to be the only players in the game so that they can just change the currency whenever they like. That's what's up. That's what it's all about. This is nothing more than a power grab, okay? This has nothing to do with saving the economy or giving back to the American people. This has everything to do with cutting out the small banksters, the people who might be semi-honest, and just looting everything for a new international system, a new world order. Okay, that's their terminology. That's why I'm making this film. That's why Invisible Empire is soon going to exist, because people have to understand that the only people that are using this term outside of Alex Jones, myself, other pundits who are against it, are the power elite and their minions. That's who uses the term New World Order. It's not some kind of fancy pants, leprechaun, unicorn terminology over rainbows and gold, okay? It's something that has been used throughout history. I mean, Napoleon actually talked about a New World Order. Hitler, of course, talked about a New World Order. And every time they talk about it, they're talking about a tyrannical system of government where they and their cronies rule over a dictatorship. And I'm not saying that's not something we really have right now, but it's a soft dictatorship. There's still the illusion that we have freedom. We still have some freedoms. We still have some recourses. Most of them have been taken away. I mean, when you see Bernanke up there just saying, oh, we're transparent, then they get asked who the bank's got the money. And he says, no. And then Geithner goes, well, 1207, we can't let it get political. What does that even mean? We can't let it get political. The books from the Federal Reserve have nothing to do with politics unless you're being corrupt and you're giving your friends all this money, which is what you're doing. That's what you're doing. You're protecting your globalist masters. And that's why you don't want us to audit the Fed. You know, I don't know what's going to happen if the FDIC goes under. I am not an economist. You know, maybe Bob Chapman could tell you, internationalforecaster.com. I'm sure this is going to be the hot topic next week on the show, especially if it just continues to get worse. But all the excuses they give you are just going to be a bunch of Johnny nonsense, folks. They want to gut this economy. They're going to continue to do so. They want a North American Union. A lot of people say they're going to scrap the North American Union. I don't believe that. They may not call it the North American Union. They may just pass a couple of treaties and build a little more infrastructure and let it go in its little, you know, incremental state. But it's going to happen, you know, unless we step up to the plate and fight it tooth and nail. All right, I want to shift gears here for a moment. Didn't get to cover this story yesterday, but I think it's worth covering, especially with my little YouTube rant in the beginning. YouTube to share ad money with video makers of unexpected internet hits. So now you make an internet hit like My New Haircut or The Obama Deception, perhaps. And YouTube's going to contact you with an email. And then you're going to have to sign something. And then you'll make money on the things they advertise for this movie or for your little short. Basically, they'll put in like a 20 or 30 second ad in the beginning that you can't fast forward through and then play your film. Now, it doesn't say what the specifications are going to be. I'm a little wary on it. I don't know if they're ever going to promote, you know, the material that we promote here at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. It looks like they're going to just promote mindlessness, which is what they're good at. But I wonder if we do get big enough and all of a sudden we get this email from YouTube, who constantly censors us. Do they have a right to our material? All of a sudden, do we lose rights on our material? Are they allowed to use it in any which way they can? So I guess, you know, as soon as one of our listeners gets one of these emails, I would love to see it. I'd like to see the terms. I'm not necessarily against people getting paid for their content, especially if they're going to sell advertising on the page. I think this is actually a positive move. But again, I'd have to see what kind of contract they're going to get you to sign. Climate Camp London, day two live. Follow these developments from Climate Camp's main camp on Blackheath, southeast London, and protesters' direct action against big business in the city. See, these are well-meaning idiots who think that things like cap and trade are a good thing and we're murdering trees and, you know, this whole environmental movement and the green movement is going up against the establishment. Hey, folks, I got news for you. It's not. Pollution isn't going to end. It's probably going to get worse because all you're allowing them to do is now buy the right to pollute. And if you think they're actually going to be buying these carbon credits, no, they're going to be giving them. We covered that yesterday. A bunch of big corporations are already just going to be given these carbon credits. Okay? It'll be just like the corporate welfare of today. The difference is it will be a global tax on the average American citizen. You're not going to get away with having your AC on too high. You're not going to get away with six bags of garbage. You're not going to get away with using too much two-ply toilet paper. Yeah, there was actually articles in the last few months in mainline media that America's consumption of two-ply toilet paper is actually worse for the environment than SUVs. What, I'm not supposed to be able to wipe my bottom? I mean, what is this? What is this madness? Yes, that is a madness when you hear things proposed like that. But we're just going along. Nothing's wrong. Nothing's wrong. My phone works great. I love it. I like my Blu-ray player. Look at me. 50-inch television. I got some rims on my car. Look at my house. I got a nice condo. That's what we're concerned with. My sports team's doing real good. Look at those Phillies go. Actually, I'm pretty stoked about the Yankees on their win streak as well. But that's only, I don't even get to watch the games, folks. I get to maybe check out the sports section two or three times a week while I'm going through the news for this program. I'm not saying you have to give up everything in life and just become totally obsessed with the parapolitics of today, the politics that matter, the reality of the situation. I am saying you need to wake the hell up, find the issues that matter to you that are going to affect your life, which are plentiful at this point, and step up to the plate, swing the bat, okay? Tell your neighbors, tell your friends, tell your families. Go out to city council meetings, okay? Go to these town halls is what they're calling them. They're anything but town halls. I mean, I was watching one, I was watching one, and the lady starts asking a real question that's not on the card, and the guy just goes, whoa. Listen, that's not on the card. Please read the question on the card. How dare I have to answer something that hasn't been pre-screened by my handlers? I mean, folks, we are at a dark period in this country and the world when Newsweek's openly saying we're a society of liars. And we are. I mean, that's an honest article. We are a society of liars that lie to ourselves in the morning when we wake up, when we go to bed at night, when we go to work. When we talk to our families, and they're right, we do lie to our children. We don't tell them how bad it is out there. We don't prepare them for the real world. We send them off into government institutions and let them think what their teachers are saying is the almighty word, and that Barack Obama is going to save us all, and that we made big strides to get him elected. Look, if we had gotten a real candidate in there, you know, a lot of people will say Jason Burmese is a racist. I voted for a black woman, folks. I would have gone with the two spot. You know, we could have had a woman as president, a black woman as president. Would have been great because she stood for the right issues. I voted Cynthia McKinney. I may not be for everything McKinney's for. She's a bit of a gun grabber, bit of a leftist, but at least she's honest. Okay. At least she's trying to take on the status quo, and she gets no press coverage. I mean, for the third party candidates, I think she got the least out of everybody. And that includes people like Ralph Nader and Chuck Baldwin and, of course, Bob Barr. Cynthia McKinney is who you heard about the least. And I really do believe because she was the most dangerous to the establishment. They didn't want her to become a quote unquote cult of personality like Ron Paul did. And, you know, a lot of people complain, oh, I gave money to the Ron Paul money bomb. He didn't win. Folks, he stayed in it to win it as long as he possibly could. He was in these debates interjecting real issues. He became huge during and after the elections. His predictions about the economy have actually come true. More and more people listen to his message every day. And now his son, Rand Paul, is trying to get a seat in the Senate to continue the legacy of challenge, of freedom, of liberty in this country. I don't see many of us out there doing that. You know, it takes a lot to dedicate yourself to going up against a political leviathan like this system has become, whether you're Ron Paul's son or not. And how many of you out there can say, yeah, I stand for something and I'm willing to show it. I am willing to run for Congress, for state Senate, for mayor of my little town. I am willing to go to the board meeting up at my school and say, no, my children are not going to take the swine flu vaccination. And I suggest your children don't either. How many of you are going to go up with a laptop in hand, pull up the clip from 1979 where 60 Minutes talks about the 76 flu pandemic and how it gave Guillain-Barré to all these people, how it killed all these people? How many are you going to do that? Because I guarantee you do that, you're going to turn some heads. Some people in the PTA are going to go, wait a minute, I'm not letting my kid take this either. This is insanity. How many people are going to print off the Bloomberg article that Baxter sent live bird flu virus out to 14 separate countries in its trials? How many people are going to do that? And then say, hey, this is the company they want to give us the vaccinations. How many people are going to break out Executive Order 13375, where they say, you know what, you don't want to take this? 1 year in prison, $250,000 fine. Who's going to go get the pandemic preparedness planning checklist from the WHO and say, look, we're under level six right now. Right now. It can't get any worse. People could be dying in the streets. It can't get any worse than this. And this, what does it says about your human rights? It says you don't have any. It says it's quarantine town USA under international law. It says we can take your buildings. It says we can do what we have to. And they're not just saying it. They're holding conferences on it. They're prepping the public. They're telling you all you need to know on Fox News. Yet they don't tell you anything you need to know. They just tell you to shut up and take your shot. And it's being echoed on the other side. Because remember, oh, there's a left and a right. You know, if you want to believe in that false paradigm. They're printing almost the same exact article at MSNBC. So why is it that Fox and MSNBC are parroting the same exact propaganda and information for you? Why do you think that is? It's because they want you to roll up your sleeve and take the poison. This truly is a eugenics operation. And in my mind, a soft kill weapon. I don't think we're going to see, you know, millions of people dying in the streets or hundreds of thousands of people getting sick. I think they're going to keep it pretty quiet. You'll probably see, you know, maybe 10, 20,000 people die. Maybe another 50 or 60 get really sick from the thing. But it'll be very hush, hush. Meanwhile, you just took a live cancer vaccine, and 20 years down the line, you ain't going to be doing so hot. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, Butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's B-I-O, Green Clean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreen Clean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
We are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in for another 5 minutes. Then we got Alex coming up with Wayne Paul, Dr. LeBeau, General Stubblebine, and Bob Cohen. I want to take this opportunity to thank another one of our great sponsors, NewSilverSolution.com. People all over the world are discovering the benefits of supernatural silver. The powerful new nanotechnology is a natural antibiotic and preventative against infections, germs, and disease. You know, this along with actually taking care of your body, you know, exercising, that'll guarantee you don't get sick from the quote-unquote swine flu or any kind of virus they want to put out there. It's SilverSolution.com, one of our great, great sponsors. Go check them out at SupernaturalSilver.com right now. Supernatural Silver, or there's a big banner over at Infowars.com right now. All right, folks, I really want to encourage all you InfoWarriors out there to spread the trailers for Fall of the Republic and Invisible Empire around the world. Okay, I already know that somebody put my trailer in Portuguese. I'm seeing the same thing happening with Fall of the Republic. In order to compete with the mainline establishment, the people that can pay, you know, YouTube $100,000 to put their ad on the front page for the day, and it still doesn't go as viral overall as our stuff, Michael Moore, you're hearing us. We are knocking at the door of the biggest documentary filmmaker in history, and no one covers it. No one wants to say that we're that important in the actual spectrum of politics in this country, of the worldwide reality. I mean, that's what no one wants to talk about. Nobody wants to talk about the influence of Infowars.com, of Alex Jones, of the Obama deception, of martial law, of loose change, of all these pictures that are paradigm shifters that have reached millions and millions and millions of people. So please, 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 I'm begging you out there, get the trailers. You know, we don't have to repost them a million times either. You find that the one that has the most views, pass that one along. That's the one we need to go viral. You see, it's the numbers that they can't deny. It's the numbers that get the mainstream coverage. You know, that's why Obama went big, is because Change the Channel put up in his account a one spot version. Okay, you look at the other versions. Yeah, they have millions of hits, but it's 1 through 12 and they range between their numbers. You put it all up at once. People sit down and they watch it and their jaw is on the floor. And then the mainstream media, like the Wall Street Journal, comes out here and they say, oh, we're going to do this big story on you. It doesn't bash us enough, so they can't put it out. At least make them cover it. I mean, LA Times talked about the Obama deception. We can have an effect. So please, listeners out there, help us out. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Post us on YouTube. Spread the links. Get a copy of the Obama deception, a hard copy. Make copies, hand it out to friends. Show it in your church, in your local youth center. As an after-school project, students out there, you can be very effective with things like this. Bring this into your teacher. You know, 9/11's on its way. It's just around the corner. 8 years after the biggest false flag event in history, many people still don't know what's going on, don't know the truth. Here it is. It's Fabled Enemies. It's available over at Infowars.com. If you want to know the international intelligence organization that carried out 9/11, you want to know about the cover-up, you want to know about the anthrax attacks, you want to know what happened in World Trade Center Building 7, this is the definitive film, folks. And it's only available over at Infowars.com. It supports what we do here. Because, quite frankly, it's very hard to do 20 hours, it's 20-plus hours of material on a radio show, then do a two-hour motion picture. And then he produces my next two-hour motion picture. He does a Sunday show. I do a Sunday show. People can't imagine how much goes on here and how much effort is put in. So I hope you support us all. Remember, Alex is coming up right after this with Wayne Paul, Dr. LeBeau, General Stelbein, and Bob Cohen. I am Jason Burma sitting in. Go check us out over at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and spread those trailers far and wide. Thank you all.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle,
and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in about 7.5 minutes with Wayne Paul, brother of Dr. Ron Paul. Going to play a clip of him from the Obama deception live at PrisonPlanet.tv and the audio over the radio. So that's coming up. Stay with us. She'll be with us for 5 minutes in the next hour. Then we're going to have Dr. Labo and her husband, General Stubblebine, on the show to talk about the whole eugenics agenda. But Wayne Paul is coming up. So stay with us. Right now, let's keep going to your calls. Let's talk to Jason in Colorado, then Kay, Ronnie, Philip, Ronnie, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Jason.
Hey, Alex. This is Jason calling from the beautifully Fed-infested state of Colorado. I just wanted to see if you actually had a chance to look at the WHO update for July 16th regarding the swine flu and the reporting.
Yeah, they say we're level 6, and they're getting ready for global forced inoculation of 3 shots. And here in Austin, they have the public already admitting, the newscast says it isn't even the right flu, but the public doesn't care. And the kids are all lining up to get the special shot the government wants you to have. And, of course, it'll come out later that they're all going to be sterile or have brain tumors. But, you know, folks don't know the government's killers. You really can't blame them being gullible. It's like your dog that trusts you. If you were to take it out in the backyard, it would trust you as you put a .45 to its head and blew its head off. They're just as trusting as a Labrador retriever.
Yep. Let me expand on that just for a second now. So what I'm referring to is that the World Health Organization had been coming out with daily updates every 2 to 3 days with the number of confirmed cases and the number of deaths in these countries. Today they came out with a report that says that they are no longer requiring countries to submit regular reports of individual laboratory-confirmed cases and deaths to the World Health Organization.
Well, I mean, what is it? I mean, there's several different tracking systems. What is it? It's like 170-something I checked last week on the World Health Organization. What are they saying it is right now?
It was on July 6th. It was at right around 97,000. It had jumped 30% from the
previous week. I'm talking about deaths.
No, they are not reporting it. They have not updated it since July 6th. That's what I'm telling you.
That's what I'm telling you. I'm saying, what is the number? You're not listening. I don't have it in front of me. What I'm asking you is, what is the last number they're giving for deaths?
I'd have to go in to look at the
I think it's 170-something. I checked it last week. But the
correct.
Yes, because it's all hype. It's all a lie. It's all much ado about nothing. And the last two swine flu outbreaks broke out at U.S. military bases. And this thing is, this is a giant psyop. And they're saying, you know, millions have it in the U.S. But, yeah, you're carrying a no-big-deal virus. There's thousands of flu viruses out there. And so what do you think is going on with this? What do you think the bigger story is?
Well, I think the bigger story is that if the World Health Organization is actually leading the charge on informing the public, not only in America, but across the globe, and then now saying that they're no longer going to be requiring countries to report confirmed cases nor deaths, sounds to me like they're going to stop actually just tracking it on the larger level so that we can stay uninformed. Again, if it's, you know, does mutate or spread or deaths start to increase in South America, which they, you know, are suspecting, or other countries, how are we ever going to be able to track that information if they are not reporting.
No, I hear you. I'll, you know what? Write a blurb and send it to writers@infowars.com. Thank you so much, Jason. Yeah, I mean, I've been meaning to spend more time on this whole flu situation. As I said back when it first broke out, that they were already really at level 5. They were going to go to level 6 within 96 hours, I believe the memo said. You can pull it up. It's on InfoWars.com. And then it came out that we were telling you the truth, and it was a real document. I got it from an official, I'll just say that, public servant here in Austin. And then months later, yeah, they said, oh, yeah, we've really been at level 6. So that's going on. I said, either this is a giant hoax, or they could be doing the big one right now because they've been gearing up for mass culling, mass death. This is one of their models. And now they're saying, oh, yeah, it's going to get real bad and could kill millions in the fall when it's no big deal. Do they know it's going to mutate to something deadly? Usually mutates to something that's less harmful. Are they going to release something else that's similar? Is this their perfect cover for the collapsing economy in the fall and the global dictatorship being set up by the new Bank of the World? They've certainly got it in their fist of cards. They certainly could play that card.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's ecolablue.com. The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their inner food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we are locked and loaded and ready to go for the third hour of this transmission. It's already Thursday, the 16th day of July, 2009. And for this hour and 5 minutes into the next hour, we have Wayne Paul, CPA and brother of Representative Dr. Ron Paul, And, of course, Wayne appears in the Obama deception, discusses the Social Security scam, the Federal Reserve, how the country is bankrupt and we are under emergency powers, and the security of the Treasury is really in control of the country, or how the Secretary of the Treasury is really in control of the country through the War Powers Act. In fact, let's play that scene of Wayne Paul in the Obama deception, then we're going to go right to Wayne Paul. Here it is.
1913, the Federal Reserve Act was passed. Floor of the House, where three members of Congress were on the floor. At that time, they only needed a majority of votes to pass it. So in 1913, the Federal Reserve Act was passed. 20 years later, 1933, under Roosevelt, the United States was declared bankrupt. And in 1933, the Federal Reserve private bank says, okay, USA, what are you going to pledge as collateral on the debt you owe me? What happened by 1936? Does anybody know? We instituted Social Security system, and you and I and our children's children were pledged as collateral on the debt of our government to the Federal Reserve. Wow. And that's where we're at today. It took 20 years to make this country bankrupt, and since then, our government has operated under emergency powers of our government. It is not the president that makes the decision in this country. It's the Secretary of Treasury who turns around and is put in there by the Federal Reserve to manage the bankruptcy. We've been in bankruptcy ever since. So to print $700 billion and to give it away, how do they get away with it? The manager of the bankruptcy is told by the Federal Reserve this is the way to go. That's where we're at today.
Yes, we should point out Congressman Ron Paul now has a huge amount of sponsors for a bill in the House of Representatives to abolish the private Federal Reserve.
All right, here we go, folks. We're going to go ahead and go back now to our guest, Wayne Paul. Wayne, it's great to have you here with us today.
It's good to be on board.
Where are you joining us from today?
I'm in East Texas at my home today.
Fantastic. Great to have you on with us. Wayne, there's so much to talk about, but let's begin with the issue you were just discussing, how this country was taken into receivership through fraud. Because these shysters, these rhinestone con artists, these flim-flam artists, they create all this out of nothing, and they basically buy up the world out of nothing, and so they want to create a debt black hole, a system to bankrupt the planet to then bring in their new world order, their new bank of the world, which they admit we're going to be paying our carbon taxes to. And you so eloquently broke that down, but can you further comment on that? Then we're going to go back to the beginning. I want to talk about you growing up with your brother outside Pittsburgh on a dairy farm and what formed a great family like yours, and then looking forward into some of the current things that are happening today.
Well, I think the most fascinating thing is the bill that's on the floor of the House now as it relates to audit the Fed. If somebody would have said to me 5 years ago that there would have been over 240 congressmen putting their name on the line to have the Federal Reserve Bank audited, I'd have never believed it. That alone tells you and I and your listeners that the understanding of how the Federal Reserve Bank works and what it does to turn around and confiscate our private property, it's an amazing feat, and I think that's something that'll be changing the world if we can get that accomplished.
Absolutely. You know, I love it when your brother's on television and they say, abolish the Federal Reserve, get rid of the income tax. How are we going to do that when we have to fund the government? And Ron Paul always says, this building behind me, the Capitol, was built for 100 plus years before we had this foreign banking takeover. Can you get into the nature of the Federal Reserve, the War Powers Act? You know, go back through what you talked about in that video clip, but in more detail. The nature of our rulers, and it is amazing that 5, 10 years ago, almost no one knew it was a private run-for-profit criminal group. Now, it's a big national issue that nobody can audit it, that it says it's above the law. It won't tell Congress. Senator Sanders and others and your brother, the Congressman Ron Paul, say, where's the money? Where'd it go? And Bernanke says, I'm not going to tell you. Everybody, even if they're dumbed down, knows fundamentally nobody's above the law. And they're asking, who are these private bankers that own everything and control the issuance of currency and credit? So break down kind of the history of this group for us, and then more on what is it like for you fighting them for decades to now see it, you know, really, really starting to be on the run, bleeding. I mean, it's a cornered rat.
I think the fascinating thing about that is if you go to the Federal Reserve Act that was passed in 1913, in that act and in the bill, if anybody's interested, go on the web under government and read that act, and they define that the green stuff we have in our pocket, it is defined as a Federal Reserve accounting unit dollar. Take the first letter of each one of those words, and what do you have? Federal Reserve accounting unit dollar. They told us in 1913 what they were doing, because those five letters spell fraud. So when you hear the vernacular that says fraud notes in your pocket, you understand where people got that name. And that was that having been created then, we're now at a point where printing dollars no longer can be sustained by the productivity of free enterprise. There's just too many dollars in circulation. And I think, as you say, uneducated or people that don't have the research done or haven't done their research understand when they go to the store and go to buy a loaf of bread, and it's now $2.50, and I used to buy a loaf of bread for 29 cents, something's wrong somewhere.
Well, it absolutely is. And now they're going to a whole new unit of a global SDR where the central banks don't even have it backed up by the nation states or by the people paying the income tax into the private Federal Reserve. Now it's just SDRs that are above even the nation state currency. So we're already going to this global cashless society right now. It's just a mopping up process to get rid of the national currencies or to convert them into, you may still be able to pay with cash, but there'll be a thumbprint or a face scan at the time of sale, fully bringing us into their control. And then economically, they can outlaw any underground economy and then socially engineer us and squeeze us and really get the control they want. But getting more into the fact that we are starting to draw blood on these people, we are in the fight, we have shaken them, we have rung their bell in this boxing match. You know, we've made them see Tweety Bird, as they say. And now the public's figuring out they're not invincible. They're not on Mount Olympus above us. What is that like for you after decades of fighting these people to see that starting to happen?
Well, I think the exciting thing for me is the fact that even though I've known this and studied it for 25 years, I think I'm reminded most of all in this past year of a young gentleman in our area who is a senior in high school. And for his passage of his senior year, he had to write his senior thesis. And he studied and wrote his thesis on the Federal Reserve System and how it operated. And for me, a young person age 17, having the knowledge that this fella has as to how it operates, got to be the most exciting thing. I look forward to the future only because I think, as Congressman Paul pointed out, it's the education process that really counts. And when we can see that in our young people, I can see light at the end of the tunnel Now, we're going to turn around and we're going to create a constitutional republic form of government, and it's going to take all of us, starting from the local city offices to the county to the state to the federal, but it will change because of knowledge.
And when we win, we're going to have a second renaissance in this country and appreciate it. Because you don't really appreciate something until you've had to fight for it or until you've lost it and then fought for it and gotten it back.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm looking forward to that day. And I intend to be here when that day happens.
Well, so many times in history, tyrants and tyrannies collapse. I think Gandhi, to paraphrase him, said it looks like the dictator, the corrupt leaders are invincible, but then suddenly they just collapse. You got to just keep throwing the punches in there and not giving up, knowing we're going to bring it. That's like George Washington. When he finally won the war and they surrendered, he was stunned for several hours and didn't believe them, didn't understand after 7 years of fighting.
Right.
Stay there. Wayne Paul, always amazing. This is his maiden voyage on radio with us. Got a host of issues.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnderSafes.com. Safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You can run on for a long time.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later,
I like the Texas Ranger credo, which is actually borrowed from one of the founding Texas Rangers. A man in the wrong can't stop a man in the right that keeps on a-coming. And that's what we've got to do, because these people mean business. We're fighting. Short segment right now, long one coming up. I wanted to get to some of the things that Wayne may never have talked about on air first. Then we'll get back into solutions and where this country's going, and his brother and the family, and now one of his nephews, Rand Paul, looks like is going to run for the Congress. But go back to your rural upbringing, some stories about you and your brothers, about Ron, and about what it's been like for you. Well, how you woke up, how he woke up, or were you guys born awake, being born to, you know, hardworking farmers, dairy farmers, all of you guys working from the time you were about, you know, 6-7 years old. Were you guys born awake, or what was the process like? Let us into a window of the icon that is your brother, Dr. Ron Paul, and yourself, of course.
Okay, we were born and raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, small rural town, and my mother and father had a dairy milk processing and delivery business. It started out in the basement of our house, and my mom and dad worked 7 days a week to process bottled milk and deliver it. And we were always required on Sundays to go to church Sunday morning, and my dad took off enough time to go to church, but he worked 7 days a week up until I was in fifth grade. Now, I'm the youngest of five boys. Ron is the middle of the five of us, so we claim he's the spoiled one in the family because the two oldest ones paved the way for him. And then we were never allowed to do anything, but we always say Ron got away with all of it. I'm saying that because he can't rebut that on this radio show. So be careful. I might deny that later on. Anyway, my revelation into this knowledge started back in the early 70s, and it had to do with my representation of a taxpayer who, after I started to represent him, he ended up 6 weeks after I met him passing away. And it was a direct result of the confrontation he had with the Internal Revenue Service.
Oh.
And I said to myself, if this is the way it is, I'm not going to ever do another tax return because something's not right in the system. So that was my awakening call, and that started my research, my documentation, and everything that I've learned from that point on has held me in better stead, made me better understand. And I think when people understand and learn, even if they can't do anything about it, they're better off morally, they're better off spiritually, and they're better off in your dealings with their fellow man. That makes all the difference in the world.
What woke your brother up? Tell us about Congressman Ron Paul, your brother.
Well, I think Ron's timing was the fact when he was in college and medical school and working, he always had spare time. And he got involved in research and study of Ludwig von Mises. And von Mises is the father free enterprise Austrian economics. And there's a von Mises Institute that's in existence today that's extremely successful and continues to support free enterprise economics.
And it's headed up by Lou Rockwell.
That is correct. And it made a lot of sense to him, so he started to apply it not only in his professional life, but in his personal life, and was extremely successful in the implementation of free enterprise economics. And it was at that time that he started to formulate the idea that he needed to teach this to other people.
All right, stay there. Let's continue with this on the other side and also talk about your saga. You've had quite a story as well. And then we'll open the phones up for Wayne Paul, brother of Congressman Dr. Ron Paul. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365. This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XV pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrate for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here live back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Jason Burmans will be here live this Sunday when I'm out of town. But he jumps on a big jet airplane and goes out to do interviews for his film, Invisible Enemies. That's what I'm off doing, is doing interviews for the next film. We're going to go back to Wayne Paul here in just a moment and your phone calls. But before we do that, speaking of the free market, I want to tell you about some of the sponsors we have that make this radio show possible. And I do believe in these sponsors. We only take sponsors that I believe in. I think they have great products. And one of them is MySolarBackup.com. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice storms. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsor, Solutions from Science. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source 1800-watt generator and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas. But in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today. That's MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. Or give them a call toll-free, 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. And one other sponsor I wanted to let you know about is Home Gain. You can check out Max Little Orange Gorilla at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. It's a completely free site. It is advertiser-driven. It's a fabulous site. I've been around for more than 10 years. My favorite thing they have is the Home Sale Maximizer. It, you put in what type of house you have, the region it's in, the most inexpensive upgrades to do, for the best resale, little things you can do, you know, little tricks that really help get it sold for a higher price. They have the street view thing that's free as well. They have a free estimate. You type in your home address, you'll get a free estimate of your home's value from the internal system that the realtors are seeing. It's homegain.com, HOMEGAIN.com, homegain.com. Okay, going back to Wayne Paul, Dr. Ron Paul, Congressman Ron Paul's brother, finishing up with your upbringing. So your brother gets into the free market economics. He's a doctor. I guess he started getting involved with Barry Goldwater somehow. Tell us more about the inside scoop on your brother.
Well, I think his total goal and effort when he first decided to run for Congress was to educate people in understanding free enterprise economics. And he said to Carol, his wife, the first time he ran, he said, don't worry, Carol, I'm not going to win. I just want to get the message out. Well, the first time he didn't win. But she says, what are you going to do if you do win? Well, the next time he ran, he won. Now, when he first ran for Congress, back in the mid-70s, he had a platform, one-page platform he was running on, and it just so happens that my wife gave him his first contribution, and he sent her a thank you note, and the second page was his platform of what he was running on, which was basically free enterprise economics. But if you were to read that single page today, you would think he wrote it yesterday because he's never changed. And I think that's the most consistent thing that anybody can ever say as far as my brother's concerned, is he's never wavered from the truth and from the facts and from the Constitution. And he has just been amazing and steadfast in that, and I think people today now realize that.
And you judge a tree by its fruits. Do you remember any of the things on that one-page platform?
Well, I can't remember right off, except while I'm talking, we'll find it. Maybe my wife
can. Sure. Coming up after the next break, if you can, it's just very, very interesting history here. Now, as your brother has humbly and rightfully said, he is just an articulate, genteel, intelligent focal point. And 2 years ago, well, now a year and a half ago, at Bilderberg, our inside sources that have been proven to be very, very accurate said that they were worried not about Ron Paul winning during that campaign, but that they were worried about the movement, that the biggest movement now in high schools and universities wasn't the controlled left paradigm or the controlled right paradigm of the collectivist, but that people were now rediscovering the Bill of Rights Constitution and becoming free market constitutionalists, and that people were discovering the private Federal Reserve. And I think they had well-founded fears, Now here we are a year and a half later, and we've gone from almost, and I know I keep repeating this, no one knowing the Fed was private, being laughed at, to now the enemies had to come out in the open and go, okay, we're private, but we run things for your own good, and if you audit us, we'll cause a depression. Basically terrorism, economic terrorism. And we have open announcements of a new Bank of the World we'll pay our carbon taxes to, and now for world government, and hundreds of articles a month pushing this on us, and nobody's buying it. All the things we talked about have come true and are happening. We're now at this key battle point in history that your brother talked about, that I talked about, that when the crisis came, when the bankers were imploding the world economy by design to bring in their system, that was a weak point for them. Their great moment of triumph, but also their weak point. If we point out, hey, the emperor's butt naked, this is a fraud, the emperor's new clothes, and now to really see it's so viral, this idea of liberty, I mean, this shows us we can have victory. This gives us hope. It shows people that had kind of given up, who had been fighting for decades like yourself, not saying you ever did, that none of this was done for naught, that the seeds we planted that a lot of people ignored are now sprouting in the minds of men and women everywhere. Can you speak to just the amazing revolution of liberty and freedom we're seeing?
Well, I have a book sitting in front of me that I continually to marvel and reread. It's called The History of Our National Debt, The Coming Battle. It's written by Lorraine and Paul Walters. And if somebody really wants to understand where we're at, if they read this history, it'll absolutely...
Yeah, didn't they republish that from an 1898 book and they wrote the foreword?
That is correct.
That's an excellent book.
It is. It is so enlightening that it's worth the read by anybody interested in it. I keep reading it because I learn something new every time.
And for those that don't know, this was a guy going for, I read it 10 years ago when he republished it, in banking, who saw all this coming and said, we're being taken over by bankers 15 years before they did it.
Yeah, that's correct. In Ron's letter to my wife, he says, I want to cut spending, cut taxes, cut inflation. When I have honest money, I want to cut crime. I want to let people live in peace and security. And I want to get rid of government controls and regulations. And that was basically one sheet of paper that he wrote back in 1974 was the first time he ran. And his motto at that time was to say, put big government on a diet. And that was one of the first advertisements that he put out in mid-70s out of it. So,
speaking of your brother, let me ask you a question, Wayne Paul. I challenged him about 2 months before he announced for president privately on the phone. When he was on as a guest, you know, during the break, I said, please run. You got to do it just to educate the public. You morally cannot say no. I know you don't want to fly around and do the thousands of speeches. I know you already have an exhausting schedule. I know you're a real statesman, but I said, you must run for president. And I said, I know you're going to get attacked if you don't win later. But I said, regardless, you'll educate a lot of people. And out of that big awakening, even bigger awakenings will happen. And he said, no, that's what a lot of other people are telling me, family and others. And he said, we'll see soon. And so many other people were talking to him behind the scenes. This is history. Can you tell us what was going on, what the debates were, what the thoughts were on him running for president?
Well, I think it all boils down to whether the people were ready to hear the message in such a large arena as running for president. And I think he became amazed at the crowds, the numbers of people, the contributions he received, the effort that was put forth by people all over the country, the number of young people that came out and supported him. It actually, I think, blew him away and made him a very humble individual. because he never expected it to be as big as it really was. So I think he was humbled by it. I think he was in awe by it. And I think every hour of every moment of every time he spent doing that, he is absolutely delighted to have done it. And I think it continues today with his Campaign for Liberty program that he's working on now.
Wayne, I want to talk more about the whole global picture with you and then take some calls. But some funny or interesting stories about your brother or your family, because people just love to hear them, that you've never told before or that you have never told on the radio before. Some interesting stuff about the young Ron Paul.
Well, I think one of the most interesting things that I think of is he used to work in a drugstore. So we called him the soda jerk of the day. And he would use a bicycle to go a mile, work, and then come home. And he always worked late in the evening up till 10 o'clock to close the store and then bike home. Well, he always had a ritual in his own mind as to how quickly he could get home, so he was always timing himself. But one evening he was coming home and going up the hill, and he was pumping so hard and so fast that he forgot to look in front of him, and he ran into a parked car. And that parked car demolished the front of his bike. But he picked up the bike and walked the other half mile to get home. And when he got home, his collarbone was sticking outside of his shirt. But
wow.
That's just the type of person he was. And he wanted to make sure nobody took his bike, so he dragged it home with him. But that's just the way he is, and most of the five of us are fairly competitive. My oldest brother has his PhD in mathematics. The next brother is a doctor of divinity. And, of course, Ron has three different degrees in medicine. My next brother has a doctor of divinity also. So I have a brother who's a Lutheran minister and one that's a Presbyterian minister.
Good quality salt of the earth. And you're a CPA, right?
That's correct. They wanted me to be an undertaker so that they could take care of everybody, bring them into the world, raise them, educate them, and I could bury them. But we decided that if I did that, I would have a monopoly on life, and the government wouldn't let me do it.
Just amazing stories hearing that. Some of the family background, is the family on both sides German, or where do the Pauls come from?
Well, my grandfather came to this country as a 12-year-old from Germany and came after his father came here before him. My mother was French-Irish from Alsace-Lorraine, but I think it was the close-knit family and our Christian ties that really was a bulwark of our life. One of the other interesting things about my brother, and he still has it, when he first went to Congress, he bought a little Chevy Chevette to go from his apartment to Congress every day. And that Chevette was two doors, green. He still has it, by the way. There's pictures out of that Chevette next to Tip O'Neill's limousine, and he always was proud of showing that in his congressional office or at home. So it was the interesting contrast between a very liberal individual spending your money and a very conservative just trying to represent you.
Absolutely. I want to take calls in the next segment, but shifting gears in the big picture. Eugenics. I know you study banking, the Federal Reserve, but the overall plans of the globalists. You told me you've seen the Obama deception that you're in. Give me your view on eugenics, the master plan, the type of people that are the collectivists and the type of societies they build. You know, really is an illustration of what the price is to pay if we that aren't parasites don't get things under control, we leave the world to these people.
Yes, and that's difficult to really discuss and talk about because it's in an area that, you know, I look at my life and our family's life, and as long as we stay the course and understand our responsibility, we believe that those types of things will get settled by a much higher power than us, and that it is just something that at this stage of our lives we have to talk about, learn about, and try to understand, but it's difficult to determine how we might fight it.
It's just incredible to really see the New World Order come out in the open and uncloak itself, but it's even more incredible to see the people rise against it. It's just so exciting.
Oh, I do. I think we live in the most exciting times of our life, and I'm looking forward to it.
We're going to come back and take two quick segments of phone calls for Wayne Paul, and we'll give out any websites or any contact info or any books you think we should read, from your perspective. But I did want to bring up a little side issue of the attacks on your brother, and the video's finally out of it. I think he did very well getting past the guy and getting out of there. What do you think of that horrible Sasha Cohen Baron trying to set up your brother? Of course, it blew up in his face. Or are you even aware of that?
I am vaguely aware of it and saw a little bit of it, but I often sit back and admire my brother because he believes as long as you're telling the truth and as long as you're putting forth the right effort, those types of attacks won't last very long.
I kind of like seeing him get mad, though. For those that don't know, we haven't played it here because we're not being given an attention. I might, though. I mean, because the video's out now. Ron Paul almost pops him, and it looks like shoves him. He's like, get out of here! It's kind of like you tell a cow to get out of the middle of the road. Just incredible. But the media tried to demonize him for that.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
It seemed like yesterday, but it was long ago. Started this fight against the Federal Reserve. They even kidnapped congressmen's kids and killed them to try to shut it down. But here we are. You can feel the momentum shifting. No matter what events the private banks stage, no matter what scams they run, their days are numbered. The momentum has shifted against them, and they know their destruction, their defeat is inevitable. Let's take a few final calls here for Wayne Paul. Let's talk to Ronnie in Texas, Steve, J.K., Philippe, and others. Ronnie, you're on the air with Wayne Paul. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Wayne Paul, you're number four for me. I'm so honored to speak to you. I spoke with, obviously, Dr. Paul and Carol and his other brother, Randy and Rand, and you. But I have a question for you and just a couple comments. But one, a photo that I saw while I was campaigning in Iowa for Dr. Paul was of Dr. Paul in a baseball uniform, and I wasn't sure if he either played pro baseball or just in college. Do you?
Well, that was a congressional baseball game that the Congress took on, I think it was the Washington Senators, and Ron got the Astros to send him a uniform. Cool. And oddly enough, in that ball game, Ron hit a home run.
That. Well, thank you. Know, as you know, he's a founding father among us now, and I'm so
the force is with him.
Yeah.
And my question, though, my major question, though, is like you, sir, I know he is not in favor of, or I'm assuming like you, he's not in favor generally of people doing drugs, but Dr. Paul is more vehemently opposed to our own continually counterproductive war on pot smokers and hemp enthusiasts. So equating alcohol with THC is a lie, and alcohol is, you know, with the fetal alcohol syndrome, et cetera, it's a toxic poison, and THC is non-toxic medicine. So I'm wondering.
Okay, listen, I appreciate your call. Yeah, your comments on drug decriminalization, not legalization like Soros wants, decriminalization so that we don't spend all our time and energy locking up people that need treatment.
And I agree with that. I think Ron's belief and my belief are very similar in that, that is a moral issue. That is a personal choice of people. It doesn't mean that we condone it. It only means that we should help that individual so that those things do not become addictive and they do not start to control their life.
Well,
and that's the issue.
Look, areas of Europe have decriminalized heroin, and in some areas it's cut it by half. Everywhere it's gone down at least by 25%. People can pull those numbers up. There's different numbers per country, different cities, but it's all a massive decrease. And people stop robbing your house for your stereo and computer because the stuff is super cheap, and it's from a kind of government or city dispensary.
And probably 80% of those people behind bars in prisons would not be there if it wasn't for that.
Well, plus, they admit our troops guard the poppy fields in Afghanistan, and it's up 9 times. I mean, they're shipping it in. I mean, of course the elites do that. We're talking about hundreds of billions a year of secret money they get to fractionally reserve loan out. Let's take one more call here right in this hour, and we'll come back 5 more minutes. Steve in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi there, Alex. I'm a long-time listener, big-time fan. I got a comment, which will lead into a question for Mr. Paul there. My comment is about the H.R. 2454, the Climate Change Act that just got passed there in the States.
It was passed the House. It hadn't passed the Senate.
Not yet, eh? That was actually one of my questions. If that does pass, I just want your listeners to know that there's a great video out there called The Great Global Warming Swindle. And it's available on YouTube and Google Video and all those places.
Yeah, it's free. It's incredible. It's called The Climatologist and Scientist. Thank you. I'm going to jump. Great points. We're going to come back in 70 seconds with Wayne Paul, Dr. Ron Paul's brother and an activist against tyranny as well. And I guess we can say Chip off the old block because he is Ron's younger brother, one of his younger brothers. And we will we'll ask him about the global warming tax.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, final minutes with Wayne Paul, a few more of your phone calls, then General Stubblebine and Dr. Lebo will be joining us to talk about eugenics. Wayne, global warming tax over every facet of our lives, federal inspections, total federalization, eugenics agenda for the control freaks to run our lives. Your take on the global warming cap and trade and on eugenics. Wayne, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Your take on the global warming tax and eugenics.
Well, as far as global warming is concerned, I too think the cat is out of the bag, that a lot of that is a hoax. I think if we learn anything from it, we should be more aware of our environment and take better care of it. But I think global warming is come and gone over the last 200 years. That I don't think there's anything different today than it was when we settled this country back.
Well, I agree with you, and they piggyback legitimate environmental issues that could be handled civilly. You do some toxic waste dumping on somebody, they can take you to the cleaners or get you put in prison.
That's correct.
But they love these new systems that are extrajudicial outside the system, and they mean business. Go ahead.
Well, it's called, I don't have enough of your property, I want a little bit more, so they try different ways to plunder your property. And that's, in effect, what cap and trade's going to do.
And then look at government being the biggest polluter out there.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is, like CPS is 5 to 7 times more likely, depending on what state, to abuse your children. They're the most dangerous people out there, so they're the ones that watch the kids. I mean, give me a break. Every pedophile in the world wants to be a CPS worker. I mean, put two and two together, of course. Jay in Oregon, last caller for our guest, Wayne Paul, Ron Paul's brother. Go ahead.
Hi, Wayne.
Hi, Jay.
Actually, I got two parts of a question, two questions for you.
Go ahead.
And question one, how do you reconcile the cognitive dissonance of working to quell what you guys are calling the rise of the one-world government, the one-world economy, the one-world currency, when it's clear in the Word of God that this is going to happen?
Yeah, it was clear in 70 AD. They thought it was the end of the world when Jerusalem was sacked. They thought it was the end of the world when Hitler was killing people. You've had all these different empires. How do you reconcile in the Word of God that it's our job to fight evil, whatever the cost may be? You know, it's not to us to choose. It's us to do the right thing. You know, duty is ours, consequence belongs to God. I mean, is that what you're saying? Or
well, Alex, I know your position real well. I was asking Mr. Paul.
Okay, go ahead. We'll let you go. Mr. Paul, go ahead.
Okay. My answer to that question is it doesn't change my Christian obligation as to how I live
and how I am a steward of the property I've been entrusted with. Regardless of what may be God's will, I have been instructed by the Word to live a life that is a stewardship life in terms of the property I have, in terms of the people I associate with, my peer group, and my responsibility is to do it according to God's Word. And God's going to take care of the rest of the things, so I'm not going to worry about it. I still have to fight the battle that the Federal Reserve System is an evil system and needs to be abolished. It doesn't change
that. Yeah, it was the pastors that led the Revolutionary War against England, and a few of the pastors did say it's God's will, lay down Romans 13 out of context. Look at the prophets. Look at the whole Bible. It's about standing up against evil and fighting evil. Caller, does that answer your question, Jay?
It does enough. Thank you.
You bet. I mean, these devil churches funded by the Rockefellers publicly, World Council of Churches, are telling people stand down. And it's incredible. Wayne Paul, amazing having you on. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you being on, and he's in the Obama deception, folks. Let me say bye to you during the break, Wayne. Stay with us.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for best superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, joining us from the United Kingdom are Rima medical doctor, Albert N. Stolbein III, general. And both of their bios are amazing. We've got 51 minutes with them. We're talking about the forced inoculation plans, worldwide, level six, what's really in the triple jab, the right of self-shielding, what that means, the new developments with the U.S. Head science czar writing an internal government textbook, 1,100 pages, on how to carry out a world government eugenics extermination plan. This is confirmation of everything we've reverse engineered. State Department Memorandum 200, United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment 96. We have all the pieces. It's all stated, but this is all in one place. And it's just devastating because, you know, even though I know all this stuff, you don't want to believe they're actually doing it. Forced drugging, forced sterilization, forced abortion, drugs in the water, the food, genetically engineered to sterilize mammals. It's coming up. Major General Albert Burt Stubblebine, the third U.S. Army retired, graduate of U.S. Military Academy, West Point, class of 52, who enjoyed a distinguished 32-year career in U.S. Army during which he commanded soldiers at every level. After his retirement, he served as VP for Intelligence Systems with BDM, a major defense contractor. He's also taken a set of experiences and become involved in leading edge medical research and development in collaboration with his wife, Rima E. Labo, MD. He's a long-term, way out-of-the-box thinker who redesigned the U.S. Army's intelligence architecture while serving as the commanding general of the U.S. Army Intelligence School and Center, and helped to define the requirements of the U.S. Army to future conflict, and redesigned and earned his place in the Intelligence Hall of Fame. Many of the innovations he developed helped U.S. conduct the first Gulf War effectively and swiftly with a very low casualty rate. He also commanded the U.S. Army Electronic Research and Development Command and the U.S. Army's Intelligence and Security Command. And it just goes on and on. So I guess, General, then you'd be a major general when you retired?
That is correct.
Okay. We're going to go to you in a second, sir, and we appreciate you joining us on the interview today. Let's go to your wife, the medical doctor, first, in light of, give us your perspective, and then I want to get the general's perspective, on the mass eugenics plan. We have right of self-defense. This is a government-level PhD textbook for government leaders, for policy. I've now read over 400 pages of the 1,100. Total nightmare. Doctor, this is exactly what you've been saying for decades. Break down what this new development means, then we'll get the general's take, and then we'll expand out into what this flu vaccination means.
I'm happy to do that, Alex, and I want you to know that both the general and I are happy and privileged to have the opportunity to talk to you and your listeners about this. This is a critical time, and the first thing I want to do is start at the very end. The very end is, unless you, listeners, take action now, you will be faced with involuntary detention or mandatory vaccination with an attenuated live virus vaccine containing deadly adjuvants, the same things that caused Gulf War syndrome in 700,000 soldiers, and you will have no recourse, no legal recourse, and you will have no financial recourse because vaccine makers are protected by the Fraud and Death Administration and by the Spineless, Worthless Congress of the United States. And if you'd like later, Alex, I'll tell you how I feel about the Congress. Anyway, the point is that you have a moment now. If you go to our website, which is healthfreedomusa.org, healthfreedomusa.org, and you click on the top action item under Act Now, you will be telling Congress, your state legislators, the head of Health and Human Services, the health of Homeland Security, and the White House that you want the right to refuse vaccines, refuse incarceration, and instead retire to your home for the quarantine period and self-shield. Now, the best friend that Health Freedom has in the United States Congress is willing to take this onto the floor and create a bill and introduce a bill if there is enough support from all of us. So if ever you valued your freedom, if ever you valued your right to make your own health decisions, and if ever you distrusted the government, now is the time. Go to healthfreedomusa.org and click on the top action item, because if you don't, you will be either mandatorily vaccinated or you will be incarcerated. And now to answer your question, Alex, because that's the bottom line, the answer is yes, the vaccine of this against this genetically engineered, weaponized H1N1 virus, which we are now being told, golly gee, willikers, this resembles the 1918 swine flu pandemic virus. Well, yes, of course it does, because the genes were introduced intentionally into this new virus when they fizzled after being introduced into the avian flu virus. So now the vaccine will be a deadly, quote, remedy to get rid of a large number of us. And we're going, if we're sheeple, we're going to line up, roll up our sleeves, present our children for vaccination the way 40 million Americans did in 10 weeks during the swine flu debacle in 1976. Only this time they won't stop it after 10 weeks, because the intention, we firmly believe, based on Holder's document and on other information that we've been amassing for years, and we've been talking about, you and the general and I have had the chance to talk about it on this show and on others, and we've been writing about it for years, as you have. This time, the intention is to get rid of us profitably. The amount of money that is being poured into the coffers of the world's pharmaceutical companies is absolutely unholy, as is the intent. In fact, today, the World Health Organization put out, I'm sorry, yesterday, World Health Organization put out a press release saying that what we need for this and the coming pandemic, because remember, Alex, this vaccine is not the last pandemic vaccine. It's the first of many, 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 many horrors to come until they've gotten rid of all of us. This is what's needed. We need many new vaccines. We need new patents. We need new drugs. Because,
well, if you look how they ramp it up, they admittedly are testing global level 6 with all the major nation states under the direction of the World Health Organization, this global directorate. And so it's kind of like a Jim Jones Kool-Aid drinking drill, where they drill following orders and taking the poison. And they admit, well, I mean, you've looked at this, doctor, and I want to get General Stubblebine's take on it. What is the history of these companies? We know that Baxter, I just put it on screen, London Telegraph, Baxter mixing the live bird flu in 18 countries secretly. Then suddenly they have secret trials lying to homeless, but they won't say it's Baxter that did the trials, and the homeless are dying in mass.
Actually, I believe the trials were done by Novartis, and I believe that they were in conjunction with Sanofi Aventis, the good people who manufactured an avian flu vaccine, which the United States bought 100 million doses of in their first order, totally untested, untried, but approved by the FDA.
Well, that's the thing. They're on our news here in Austin saying everybody's got to take the shot, get ready. They're on the news saying it will be mandatory coming up in the fall. It will be a pandemic. It will be mass death. And then people are lining up, and they're saying, oh, we don't even know if this is the right thing, and just taking the shot. What do we know from past operations, Dr. Labo, and then General Stubblebine, about what they're putting in these vaccines?
Well, they're putting adjuvants. Adjuvants are substances, and the ones that we're most familiar with are the ones based on squalene, which is a fat ordinarily found in the nervous system. Now, when you eat squalene or you rub it on your skin, and it's used in a lot of cosmetics, it doesn't do anything bad to you. But if you inject it, it trains the immune system's white cells to attack it, because it's a foreign object in your bloodstream at that point, and the immune system is only doing its job. It turns on the immune system, and the immune system's attack forces can never be turned off again. So they start attacking everything that looks biochemically like squalene.
And then this, according to other doctors we've had on, accelerates the allergies, the sicknesses, the cancers, and then makes your immune system go haywire. I want to talk about that more. We're about to go to break. But General Stubblebine, you were just on 6-7 months ago before this whole flu thing came up, and you guys were talking about when they try to launch a pandemic, don't take the shot. What does this look like to you?
Well, it's very clear. You know, what Dr. Rima and I have been doing, Alex, has been watching very carefully a whole lot of information. And I call them dots. They're tidbits of information. But it's part of the way I have been trained from the intelligence world or in the intelligence world of how you put the picture together. And you, what you do is you take little bits of information. For instance, 11 people died instantaneously in a trial in Poland, and then 22 more died later from the same vaccine that you're about to take. And then you take the information about Baxter, which contaminated the vaccines for 22 different countries in or 18 different countries in Europe. You put all of these various dots together like that, and what you end up with is a picture. Suddenly the picture flies into your face, and you say, holy smokes, now I take this to the people who are called operational folks, because they're the people that do the planning of what you do about it. So the intelligence piece of all of this is been creating this enormous picture that you now have seen the documentation for.
Stay there. We got to break, General. Please come right back with this, and, and we'll get the doctor's comments on this. Absolutely. We now have the full textbook.
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, RMApply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit RMApply.com and apply for free to see how much you are entitled to. Right now, people just like you are taking advantage of their benefits and using the money to pay off debt, purchase precious metals, stock up on storable foods, and support this show's sponsors. You may be entitled to hundreds of thousands of dollars. It's your money, and you're entitled to it. Apply for free at rmapply.com. That's the letter R, the letter M, apply.com. rmapply.com. Or call them today for a free, no-obligation evaluation to see how much you qualify for. Call 713-551-1155. That's 713-551-1155 today.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit.
Obama's science advisor called for planetary regime to enforce totalitarian population control. Forced sterilization, forced abortion, euthanasia, forced drugging of the water supply, implantable chips. And this is Obama's science advisor, General Stubblebine, intelligence expert. Continuing, you got interrupted by the satellite break there, had to take it. Continuing with the intelligence, you're saying you can see the history of the vaccine, the history of what they've done over and over again, the fear-mongering. And so it's not the flu you worry about, it's the shot. Continue.
That's correct. Absolutely correct. And as you begin to, as this picture suddenly pops into your face, Alex, you suddenly say, holy smokes. You know, I knew it was bad. I did not know it was that bad. Now, though, it's time to take action because you now know. And oh, by the way, the book that you've just gotten is your confirmation that everything that we've been saying for months and months and months and months is absolutely true. And oh, by the way, during those months and months and months, people were saying we're crazy. We're
not. We're
off the wall.
And that we work for Big Pharma and that we're CIA agents, yada, 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 yada. The fact is they didn't want to hear what we were saying, or they were on the other side. Ignore them. The facts are the facts. That
yeah, well, doctor, that's how COINTELPRO, that's how COINTELPRO works, is that they can't believe we have a Ron Paul. They can't believe we have a General Stubblebine. They can't believe that there's good people from powerful positions that are stepping up, and that's what COINTELPRO does. But regardless, we're putting out the facts. We're doing the best we can. People can listen or they can go ahead and take the shots.
No, but at this stage of the game, they better goddamn listen. Otherwise, excuse my language, but they better listen. Otherwise, they're going to be in deep trouble. You have now seen for a fact, I mean, you believed all along, Alex. Now you understand exactly because you've seen the document. You've seen the blueprint for what all of this is about.
Let me read to you the CDC assumptions that they're basing their targeting on, okay? They say, one, severity of illness is unchanged from that which has already been observed. Well, they're also predicting, I mean, this is just nonsense, they're also predicting that it's going to get a whole lot worse, which is why, after all, we need the vaccination.
They're saying for sure they know this, but with regular flu, they go, a million Americans have it, like we're all going to die. That just means we have the virus, no big deal. They're clearly engaged in lying and fear-mongering. The question is why?
Well, the answer is very simple, because the WHO has said for decades, and the United States government has accepted for decades, that their first priority for a, quote, sustainable planet is the same as the Illuminati and Bilderberger agenda, which is massive depopulation. The Georgia Guidestones pretty well say it all. I don't know who put them up. I don't know what their deal was. But they do want to reduce the population by a minimum of 80%. And a maximum of 90%. That means 9 out of every 10 humans on the planet is slated to go. But as long as we're going, they say, why don't we just pump untold amounts of the remaining money, such as it is, the worthless money that's been degraded by the if you will, the economic pandemic that's been engineered, why don't we just pump all the remaining money into their hands through the diseases that they will cause and through the unbelievable amounts of money that okay. these vaccines are generating?
Well, Doctor, we've got a long segment coming up. This was the short one, so we got plenty of time for both you and General Stubblebine and to break this down and what you're recommending we do and how we get this to the floor, you know, to say, look, we're not going to take forced injections because under the executive order they've activated, as you know, the public may not. They're now saying forced inoculations under level six, quarantining, lockdown, basically code red. But General, briefly, a lot of the experts I talked to, but you've been the former head of major intelligence divisions of the Army and really wrote the book on a lot of the systems we see today. Looking at this, most of the experts I talked to say they won't want to kill most people right away with the shot, that it'll have a bad effect on some, and the soft kill will be an immediate kill with some, as we saw with trials in Poland and other areas. But
and in China.
A lot of experts are saying binary weapon, for those that don't know, meaning this gives you half of it, they then trigger through water or air something else later.
Well, you know, we know pieces of what are in the vaccine. We absolutely do not know the entire menu that's in that vaccine. One thing is for sure, you can rest assured, since this vaccine is being put there on purpose to give you as an excuse to give you the shot, you know that what's going to be in there and what's going to be in your body is not going to fit it your body very nicely.
Stay there, doctor. We got a break. Long segment coming up. General, stay there. Absolutely. And a lot of experts we've talked to, genetic engineers, say a lot of these cancer viruses they implant trigger later.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue
on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today. That's acolablue.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this isn't a game or a joke, as General Stubblebine was just saying. Okay, we've got General Stubblebine and his wife, Dr. Rima Labo. You've got the floor here. Continue breaking down then, because you got interrupted by some breaks. Start over, break down the intelligence we have on these vaccines, what we know. I mean, it's just like Gardasil, admittedly, is killing a whole bunch of women and girls, having weird autoimmune diseases with the others. We're like almost like Ebola, where blood's coming out of all these orifices. It's paralyzing people, and it's like they're testing soft kills, testing the media's response, testing the public. I don't know what you'd call that, General, in a military fashion, but just like before they invaded Panama, they would have the helicopters land and do drills for 6 months to where they were acclimated. So they just acclimate us now to the ambient soft kill, silent weapons, quiet wars. Let's get the general's take on that, and then the doctor breaking down what she sees happening here, how we get Congress to say no and to, like, override the executive order, to because they've now engaged level six. The question is, will they implement? So, General, what do you call this soft kill system where they're increasing the deadliness of the vaccines, openly killing us, death to the left, death to the right, and everyone just marching in, injecting their children?
Well, I'm not sure that I know the military terminology for this kind of soft kill, but it's like guerrilla warfare because it's kind of behind the scenes. It's hidden. You know, if you're doing guerrilla warfare, you cannot go out into the middle of the street and with your gun. You do it from an ambush position. So it's always hidden. Well, there's not any difference between what is happening now and guerrilla warfare against our population. That's exactly what's happening, Alex. Go ahead.
No, you can just see them rolling out the total PSYOP for a non-event flu, and then now saying we're all basically dead in the fall, take the shot, with their history of radiating foster children, black men and syphilis, Project Shad. How would anyone in their right mind take anything they try to give us?
They're not in their right mind, Alex.
They've been propagandized.
They've been fluoridated. They've been controlled. What percentage of the American population is on psychoactive medication and
20%.
Has had electroshock therapy? It's horrendously high, and that means that people can be controlled. That's part of a soft kill, and it's been going on for a long, long time. I want to remind people that the very first vaccine, Edward Jenner's vaccine for smallpox, was literally a vaccine for syphilis because it spread syphilis, and by the mid-19th century, the British Parliament, which had made mandatory vaccination a law for every citizen and every resident of the British Empire, discovered that they had created a syphilis epidemic. So they did an investigation. They held an inquiry, and they discovered that they had two choices. Choice one, admit it. They would have egg all over their faces and take responsibility for the fact that they had killed and maimed and sentenced to death millions of people through this hastily entered into scientific fraud, which is what vaccination is, or do a cover-up. They did a cover-up, of course. They chose a cover-up, and they doubled Edward Jenner's lifelong stipend from £10,000, I think this was about 1853, to £20,000, saying, oh, there's nothing wrong here. Look, we've done the right thing through self-deceit, fraud, and
But wasn't
lies.
That just a Malthusian first round of eugenics through Mr. Galton?
No, I believe that, in fact, this was a colossal, stupendous stupidity on the part of the British Parliament, and that they chose to save their own egos and careers rather than back down from the position they
had. Look at the 76 swine flu. This always breaks out, the 1918, the 1976. It's always breaking out at military bases.
oddly enough, where our soldiers are our guinea pigs.
Guess who gets to hold up their arm and unclothe their arm and stand there and stick it out so that somebody will stick a needle in it, and they have no choice.
Same with vaccine A. I want to point out that the same information that Gary Matsumoto so beautifully brought forward in his Vaccine A, and the subtitle of that book was Why the United States is Experimenting on the Military and Why They Won't Be the Last, he talked about squalene adjuvants. He talked about introducing oils that irritate the immune system so they make more antibodies. That means the expensive part of the vaccine, the antigen, can be in much, much, much smaller proportions, so it's more profitable for the company. And then you make more antigens. That means that you have a higher antigen titer in your body. But I want
so it's
to
that accelerant
too.
That triggers the autoimmune response, you're
exactly.
saying. Well, the other medical doctors we've had on have said that's the thing causing a lot of the autism, not even the mercury, is that it causes that brain swelling that then causes brain damage.
Correctly, but there's another part to this. No one, and I say this as a scientist and as a physician, no one has ever proven in any clinical trial whatsoever that that high titer, that high level of antibodies, is related in any way with immunity to the disease. Ever. So this whole thing is pointless. You understand?
It's quackery. It's quackery.
Total quackery.
Okay, doctor and general, from a military perspective, intelligence perspective, from a medical doctor perspective, you've got all these deaths all over Europe and Asia in swine flu and bird flu trials, high death rates where they inject 100 people in it. You know, a whole bunch of them dropped dead, and we've been putting mainstream news articles on screen, and then the media is very quiet. The government even indicts people who gave the shots, saying they were paid by pharmaceutical companies, but then we can't ever find who they are. And then we've got Baxter involved in the new vaccine. They're involved in, I mean, what does this look like to you? And then how are you coming out and saying, look out with this next flu shot that's coming out?
Let me answer that first.
Okay, General.
I'll tell you what, it looks like an ambush. You know, if you're in a city or a town and you're going door to door in fighting, you never know where the ambush is going to come from. Is it going to come from a roof, from a window, from a door, from behind a door? You don't know. And this whole thing, Alex, is, to me, looks exactly like door-to-door fighting in towns called ambush. Ambush. That's what it is.
But this time the ambush is by our own forces against our own people.
Well, we can see that the whole thing's engineered. We can see it's all hype and the vaccine's deadly and they admit won't even protect you from it. And normally flus mutate into something less harmful or harmless. How are they saying 100% it's going to mutate deadly in the fall? Now, we're not saying that's going to happen. They're saying it. I mean, for anybody with a scientific background, doctor, in general, it's 101 that they can't say they know it's going to be deadly. That clearly is a lie. So it means that they know something we don't know. Are they going to release something else?
It's a lie unless they know something that has never been told to the public.
Well, now, I want to avoid giving these idiots too much credit. SARS fizzled. Avian flu fizzled. The pandemic swine flu fizzled. They may or may not be able to get the next generation of this virus, this genetically engineered virus, to do what they want, which is kill lots of us, but it doesn't matter because they've got the vaccine, which is much more direct, much more effective. Now, listen up, folks.
Which is the ambush.
If a single person, and by the way, let me reiterate, I was starting to read this before, the first target is children from kindergarten to 12th grade. The second target is pregnant women. The third target is adults between 45 and 65. That's the most productive segment of the workforce. These are the people who are going to receive the vaccines, and there are many of them.
Yeah, just to back you up, we're putting it on screen, doctor. She's not just saying this. The news is announced. Children first, then the elderly, then the sick. These are the most vulnerable, and they admit
the second group is pregnant. pregnant women. Now, I want to just add one more thing, Alex, because there's so much to say and time is so short.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm going to go ahead.
If Gardasil does what I believe Gardasil does, and Cervavax, which is the British equivalent of Gardasil, which is about to be also approved in the United States shortly, if these two vaccines do what I believe, which is render girls infertile, there's no reason to believe, oh, yes, there's no reason to believe that this new vaccine, for which Baxter applied for the patent in 2007, by the way, so this surprise rush to get things on the street, so to speak, is total hype and nonsense, because they've been preparing this since 2007. If it does the same thing, and it contains one of the same ingredients, tween, T-W-E-E-N, 80, which is very similar to polysorbate 80, and both of them injected cause infertility, then what we have is not only death, but an end of whatever race you happen to belong to, whatever
ethnic group. Doctor, my gut from all these hundreds of pieces that the general talks about is sterilization, because that's in the State Department Memorandum 200, that's in the White House czar's internal textbook plan report. And we know with the tetanus shots in Africa, Asia, and India, they got caught in the mid-90s. This is mainstream news for those that don't know. I know you know. Adding a hormone to the tetanus shot to then cause an autoimmune response to that hormone and then basically sterilize women by abortion, where every time they have a get pregnant, the baby dies second trimester from that hormone situation.
And by the way, that same system, which was created by the World Health Organization through its task force on female sterilization through inoculation, that same substance is available as, quote, a one-year birth control shot for women and girls in the United States. Just thought I'd throw that in.
Well, I've seen U.S. programs and TV ads where they tell girls, get your tetanus shot. It's obvious. I mean, Doctor, I want you to keep breaking down the math and the science and the facts and the key, pens and paper ready, the websites for folks, so people can get involved with Congress saying, now, we're not going to quarantine, we're not taking your shots, let us stay in our homes, don't make the Army drag us off. But General, speaking to the military, the police, back in 2002 with the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, you know they ordered first responders to take it, and the news reported LA Times over 99% said no. So the military and police aren't stupid. They even had bases saying no, even though they were ordering them to. But the firemen, the police, the doctors, Tommy Thompson said no. Health and Human Services had. The basic psychology. This attacks all of us. It's a very tiny eugenicist elite doing this. So we need to get the message out to the enforcers, too. Why would they want to serve this evil? Can you comment to this phenomenon of the very people being killed by this are the very ones that are going to be enforcing it?
Well, a lot of that is simply because once you enter into the military, you know, the answer is yes, sir, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, sir. And everybody does exactly what they're told to do. So if the people at the very, very top know, but the people at the lower levels do not know what's really going on, they're there to take orders. And it's very, very hard to sort of wake yourself up when you're in the middle of this, yes, sir, no, sir, I will do it, sir, kind of environment. So it's very, very difficult to also then go to the internet, go to it's not in the papers. So where do they get their information? They've got to wake up almost all by themselves.
And
difficult thing to do.
And the people who are putting out the information, Alex, and there's a small community of us, are attacked by this COINTELPRO nonsense. And then people who want to do the right thing, who want to inform themselves, say, well, I better stay away from him, I better stay away from her, I better stay away from
that's
them.
Done to destroy our community. The last
exactly.
thing the New World Order would do would be to have you guys out putting out nothing but accurate info and warning people. They would have you out saying it wasn't true. And again, they do this to balkanize us. They do this to break
exactly.
up our base. I have a 2004 Army manual that's declassified on how to do this
exactly.
to indigenous groups.
Exactly. Now, I want to give you the action step. And if you don't take this, and if you don't viralize it, and this is the helpful side of viralization. It's the
viral spread of the info, yeah.
Yes. If you don't do this, then when they come at you with a vaccine needle and your children, and they say, okay, either bare your arm or go into detention, remember that you had the choice and you didn't take it. I want you to go to www.healthfreedomusa.org. On the right-hand side, it says Act Now. Click on the first button. Tell legislators you want the right to self-quarantine, not forced vaccinations, and not forced incarceration. Take that. Every member of your family gets to send in one of those action items. If your kids are too young, fill in their names. That's legitimate. What's happening is that Congress is getting bombarded with hundreds of thousands of these, and so is every state legislator in the country.
But we need millions, not hundreds
millions,
of thousands.
Not hundreds of thousands. And what this is saying is, oh, no, you don't. This is pushback. Because remember, a lot of state legislators and a lot of congressmen don't have the information you do. So instead of arguing with them about vaccines are good, vaccines are bad, the WHO is the new world order, forget that. What we're saying is I want a third path. Path one, take the shot. Path two, accept incarceration in state or federal facilities. Path three, I go into my house, I shut the door, I stay there. And, yeah, the kids might get bored. Get them some extra books. The point is,
well, the last place you want to go during any you're a medical doctor and get the general's take on this. The last place you want to go during a pandemic is some big mass camp.
Absolutely want to stay out of them.
Now let me take you back to the videos of the 500,000, which is only a small part, the 500,000 three-person disposable caskets that are stockpiled outside of Atlanta, and we know that they're stockpiled
Alabama,
elsewhere.
Georgia, Texas, Colorado, they're
precisely
everywhere.
New York.
Wait, now let me take you back to the mass grave sites, which have been purchased and are being prepared in upstate New York and in virtually every...
No, we got the official state documents telling the cemeteries, don't tell anybody, can you bury 200,000 people on your little
exactly.
plot? We have the document.
Exactly.
And you won't even get your own coffin.
And now ask yourself, what's that for? Is that when I die from the vaccine? Is that when I die from the secondary soft kill? Because a lot of these vaccines are being produced on simian cells that we know contain leukemia viruses. Is that what
you
want?
I mean, just like SV40, they admitted it had cancer viruses, and over 100 million Americans got it.
Precisely.
This is unbelievable. General Stubblebine's our guest. Dr. Lebo's our guest. This is just blowing me away, and they're openly announcing mass graves, martial law. It doesn't mean it's going to happen. This could just be a beta test, but we got to take it very, very serious.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism.
It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I'm going to do 10 minutes of Overdrive. I just decided to do it. It'll be at PrisonPlanet.tv, video stream at InfoWars.com, audio streams only. We'll see if General Stubblebine and Dr. Labo can stay 10 minutes into the next hour. I've got a meeting I've got to go to after that, so I couldn't do it any longer. But I'll ask him on air right now. Can you guys do 10 minutes into the next hour?
For the sake of getting truth out, you got it.
You bet your bottom dollar.
Awesome.
And I want to share something with you that just came into my email box, Alex. It seems that there is a health reform bill, a health care bill, which will fund state vaccine teams to conduct interventions, quote, quote, in private homes. Now, this bill says that it will quote, authorizes a demonstration program to improve immunization coverage. Under the program, CDC will provide grants to states to improve immunization coverage of children, adolescents, and adults through the use of evidence-based interventions.
Yes, here's the article. They're now going to send CPS to adult and children's homes. Cyber News Service, very credible. They have links to the documents. Zoom in on this. This ties into the FEMA camp bill. Zoom in on this for folks. In fact, I meant to get to this. This is the type of news I have stacked up. This is up on InfoWars.com right now. Healthcare bill will fund state vaccine teams to conduct interventions in private homes. So they're now preparing to make everything mandatory, just like Rick Perry saying it's the law. You've got to take Gardasil when it killed a bunch of girls and women in the trials and it's still killing people. General Stubblebine, in plain view, they're now making people take things that kill them.
Yeah, well, the answer to that's yes, and look at all of the soldiers who step up in the line and say, yeah, shoot me. You know, shoot me with a shot or shoot me with a shotgun.
And once again, get court-martialed if they don't. I'm going to say it again, Alex. Listen, folks, get a pen, get a pencil. If you're on the Internet right now, type in to the address bar, www.healthfreedomusa.org, healthfreedomusa.org. You'll see Act Now. Click on the first item to tell people who can make the difference, who can respond to your pushback, that you want the right to go into your home without being molested or violated by goons, government goons bearing vaccines.
That's why they've been GPSing everybody's doors, and they've now admitted it's for the quarantines. I mean, they really, General, isn't this just the perfect cover, even if they don't launch a bio attack?
Absolutely, yes.
The
absolutely.
Perfect cover for martial law and federalization.
Absolutely. They find, incidentally, I had forgotten for a moment the fact that they know where every door is, where every family lives, so they can go to that door. If you've decided not to take a shot, they can go knock on your door and say, well, now just give me your arm here. I'm at your door.
Let me explain that they have targeted children first. Let me also remind you, and you may be one of the people who actually had this happen, that the CDC has been calling people. The CDC is a unit of the Health and Human Services.
Yeah, we confirmed that, asking if their vaccines are up to date. I'm getting all these calls from listeners, and I Googled it, and I saw a news article where they are calling. See,
exactly.
It's actually happening. Stay there. We're talking about when we go into overdrive. It's a one-minute break, General and Doctor. One-minute break as we end the main radio show, and then internet only. PrisonPlanet.tv viewers will be able to see it, and all the tens of thousands listening right now on the internet streams at InfoWars.com. But when this video gets posted as an archive at PrisonPlanet.tv later in the day, not just the live stream, everybody get it out everywhere, because it's worse than I even consciously know. As they mention other issues, I know it's all true, and just more pieces come in. This is eugenics. The White House chief admits it in his book, Ecoscience. They are killing us. This is real. Stay with us. Back in 60 seconds. InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It's already the final hour of this Thursday edition. We have some really big guests coming up tomorrow. Not going to announce them till tomorrow. In fact, make sure, let Kurt know on InfoWars not to announce that we're actually on air. I'm going to leave that as a surprise. For the next 60 minutes, we're joined by the makers of Anthrax War, a film by Bob Cohen, Cohn, and Eric Nadler. The untold story of the 2001 anthrax attacks and the dark secrets of the hidden world of modern-day germ war research. And yesterday is what the anniversary of the latest patsy, but the other patsies exposed that they were patsies, it was made up. They went ahead and murdered this patsy, killed him with drugs in a mental institution, but didn't say in the news that the government had grabbed him and done this. He'd actually been researching what really happened, so they had to get rid of him. We actually know who mailed out the anthrax, but they're a foreign national intelligence agent, so they can't be messed with. First, the FBI said it was brewed up in somebody's basement, and then it came out it was the most weaponized U.S. government version out there. But this covers the history of it and so much more. They got incredible interviews with government officials, you name it, in this film. They got an interview with the South African race-specific bioweapons guy. I don't know how they got all these interviews. TV Guide called it downright terrifying. I was so tense, I literally forgot to breathe. Scary and troubling daily cost. Important buzz flash. Makes a landmark contribution to exposing a story which until now has barely touched the headlines. And that's Gordon Thomas, author of Inside British Intelligence. It goes on and on here. Anthrax War is the untold story of the 2001 U.S. anthrax attacks and an investigation into the secret world of biological weapons research beginning the days after 9/11. It tracks the worldwide journey by the filmmakers who, following leads in the trail of dead germ war scientists, see, this is the missing biologist, comes to uncover an international bioweapons mafia. That's what Sybil Edmonds was talking about. It's Anthrax War. It's available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. This is our big featured video. I want everybody to get Anthrax War. Again, InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 to get it. We have a discount out of the gates. Okay, let's go ahead and go to Bob Cohn and Eric Nadler. Gentlemen, we've got you via video link. Where are you joining us from?
We're in New York City, Alex. Great to be with you.
Yeah, you guys, it looks good. I love this technology getting better and better. Here we are reaching millions of people on the audio and the video, and here we are talking to you in New York. Good to have you here with us.
Thank you, Alex.
Okay, we're about to break, come back, and some stations join us, but how did you get into the whole anthrax story as filmmakers? What made you decide to go on this dangerous mission?
Well, we lived here, Alex. We lived here in New York when the anthrax letters were delivered. And basically, the 9/11 attacks plus the anthrax letters was a 1-2 punch against the Republic, as we saw it. And we're sophisticated journalists, investigative journalists with all kinds of experience for mainstream news media. And when we decided to investigate this, we thought this was the biggest story one could possibly investigate, the largest serial killing that the FBI wouldn't really solve for 6, 7 to 8 years. And when they finally did say they solved it, it was so clearly a patsy that they put down that it was an insult to our intelligence as mainstream journalists. And thus, we had to, like, continue the investigation on our own.
Yeah, in fact, you guys have worked for CNN, Rolling Stone, you name it. You guys are award-winning journalists and filmmakers. Previously to this, you bring a lot of research and gravitas to this. So when we go to break here in about 30 seconds, I'm going to come back, introduce you to the full audience. Some stations don't carry the first five-minute segment. And we will continue laying out this saga. But, folks, I'm telling you, this film is a barn burner. And everybody you know needs to see it because it opens up the whole world of BioShield and the 36 bioweapons labs and the vaccines and who these people are. This is a film that can really wake people up. Anthrax War, available at InfoWars.com right now. Be sure and get it. Just came out.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no tax. will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Anthrax War, the untold story of the 2001 anthrax attacks, the dark secrets, the hidden world of modern-day germ warfare research. We have two amazing investigative journalists with us who made this film. And I tried to read their whole bios, we've run out of time, but Bob Cohn is a filmmaker, journalist, and war correspondent whose work is always focused on uncovering hidden truths. He was based in Africa for 15 years. I'd like to get him on just talk about those adventures and perspective. And was a correspondent for CNN International, and he has received major prizes for best television war correspondent for reporting from Liberia. He was also made award-winning films, which include Mozambique, Struggle for Survival, Angola, Triumph and Tragedy, and Blood and Memory. Has been broadcast on CNN International, National Geographic, PBS, and Channel 4 UK, among others. He is also a consultant to the United Nations in conflict zones and humanitarian emergencies. Eric Nadler is an author, TV producer, and filmmaker. He has written for Rolling Stone, Mother Jones, Harper's, New Republic, and has had his films been featured in PBS, Sundance Channel, Court TV, United States, and broadcast internationally. He's produced several PBS frontline programs, including BCCI, Bank of Crooks and Criminals. Got to get him on about that, Clark Clifford. And The Secret Arming of Saudi Arabia, his theatrical film. And it just goes on and on. I got to have you guys on repeatedly, obvious, because, I mean, I saw your film, liked it. And then read the work you've done, but this is really exciting. All right, I'm going to shut up. Let's get in to how you made the film, why you made it, and what it covers. This is quite a story.
Well, you know, the film began with those anthrax attacks, Alex. And we all remember how, you know, just weeks after 9/11, these anthrax letters happened, and they caused panic all across the country, all across the world. And, you know, it was in the headlines. People were buying Cipro. And then after about 2 months or so, it started fading. The FBI started focusing on one culprit, and nothing seemed to be happening with the FBI investigation. And we were convinced that to really understand the anthrax attacks, we had to take a look at this world of germ war research here in the United States and internationally. And that's what we did with this film. We started looking in to this secret world of germ weapons to try and understand the anthrax attacks.
Again, that voice or that person you see at prisonplanet.tv is Bob Cohn. Eric, you already knew Mr. Cohn. You got into this the same way, or how did you guys approach this? I mean, obviously you learned more as you investigated. Or were you aware of this when you got into it, the darker ramifications?
Well, Bob and I had a personal relationship for many years. In terms of years ago, there was a program called South Africa Now. In the final days of the apartheid regime, a few network producers got together and were very concerned how that censorship restrictions were being put on American networks, and thus the actual coverage of the South African situation as the white regime collapsed fed less and less into the network news budget. And there were some people who got together and said to PBS, can we get together and keep the South Africa issue on the front lines? And that's where I met Bob. Bob was a great correspondent for CNN. And I was a freelance journalist here in the United States. When it came time for the anthrax attacks, it struck me in a very deep position. I had never seen a more serious story disappear so quickly from the mainstream news media without much questioning. In other words, everyone talked about 9/11. Yes, that was the most serious story you could ever do. And there were anniversaries about 9/11 and beautiful documentaries with shining lights into the sky. But when it came to the anthrax attacks, there was silence. And the anthrax attacks, as we say in our film, Anthrax War, was a 1-2 punch against the Republic. 9/11 was the left jab, and the anthrax attacks was the right cross. And people didn't remember that really knockout punch. Look, my wife works in Rockefeller Center in New York, and she remembered the planes flying. She heard them, the planes flying toward the World Trade Center that terrible morning. She heard that, and she's a tough gal. But where she really lost it was when they opened up anthrax envelopes in the media center next door to her. And she screamed to me over the phone, the first time I heard this tough feminist lawyer woman scream to me, "Eric, we've got to buy Cipro." And I knew some line had been crossed, that some terrorism had been done fundamentally upon educated media government people. And I said to myself, yikes, the anthrax attacks, that's the most important piece of business. And if you remember, it went silent for many years. And then Bob, I'd worked with years earlier, had come to me after we had not been with each other for a while. He was in Africa. I was in New York. He came to me and said, "Eric, what's up with these anthrax attacks?" And I said, "You know, Bob, I think this is the most serious thing that we as investigative journalists can take a look at. And I know you at CNN have tried, and me at a million other mainstream outlets had tried. Let's be independent. Let's see what's really going on here." And that became the genesis of our investigation.
Now, again, you guys are joining us not just on the radio, but live in living color from New York at PrisonPlanet.tv. The film is Anthrax War. The website is AnthraxWar.com. Again, you can also get the film there or at Infowars.com. Now, this film needs to be seen. Gentlemen, let's start getting into the evidence of this being a cover-up, but just briefly mentioning what happened at that time. I was obviously glued to television and radio covering the 9/11 attacks myself, and 9/11 kind of built its peak of hysteria, and then suddenly the anthrax, and for a week or two, it was as big as the 9/11 attacks, and they were taking over the Capitol and the federal government. The executive was ordering the Capitol evacuated, which was a violation of the separation of powers, and Democratic enemies were getting sent anthrax, and people that had taken photos of the Bush daughters in Austin falling down on each other drunk in a provocative pose were getting the letters, and it was clearly meant to blame it on Muslims, and the FBI said, "This is run-of-the-mill, no big deal," but I had bioweapons experts on saying, "This is incredibly deadly. Only Russia, the United States, and England can make it this deadly." Then it turned out it was the super miniaturized with the bentonite, magnetized. I mean, it was the special, you know, sci-fi grade U.S. signature. And of course, the film covers that. And then the different patsies, and then murdering a patsy. And they finally got a patsy they could shut up. Cause, you know, the last two patsies were proven innocent. So let's go over that. But I mean, you guys are journalists, TV guys. You were there at the time. Wasn't for a week or so the anthrax as big as 9/11? And then it's like it never happened.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, this was our sort of scariest nightmare come to life, the attack of invisible germs. You know, this is something we could not see. These were, you know, who sent it? It went through the mail. This was an attack against all of us because it was sent through the mail. This could have gone to everybody. And it was
everybody gets the mail, the perfect psychology. Go ahead. Absolutely. Yeah.
And in some ways, it also fed on our fears that had been tickled, let's say, by so many of these Hollywood movies about, you know, bio attacks. But here was, you know, real life. And so, yeah, it caused huge panic across the U.S., across the globe. There were copycat attacks. You know, Cipro, this antibiotic that was the treatment for anthrax. Their stocks went through the roof. People were buying Cipro. But as you said, Alex, you know, after a couple of weeks of being in the headlines, the story faded. The FBI announced it had this huge investigation. But it's pretty quickly seemed that that investigation was not going anywhere. I mean, they had a so-called person of interest, this Army scientist by the name of Stephen Hatfield. And very early on, the FBI were convinced that they could blame it on one person. There was a lone gunman. You know, there was just one person behind this. And that's one of the things that we decided to look at. We said, well, actually, you know, it's much bigger than this. We've actually got to look at this from an international perspective because, you know, the kind of anthrax that was sent, especially to Congress, was very, very sophisticated. When the FBI scientists examined the anthrax that was used in the attacks against the congressman, that anthrax, when they examined it in the lab, in this BSL-3 lab, high containment lab, they put it on the microscope, and the anthrax actually lifted up and floated into the air. And the scientists had never seen any kind of anthrax of this sophistication ever before. So this was super sophisticated anthrax, and it really meant that this had come out of a state-sponsored program.
That's right. I mean, it was a U.S. government weapon strain. It was miniaturized. It was magnetized. It was coated in bentonite. It was made to float around.
Well, the thing was, the original report said it was coated in bentonite, and that was put forth.
So that's wrong.
Is wrong, and it was put forth by ABC News correspondent Brian Ross. There was no bentonite in that, but it was very useful because U.S. intelligence had identified bentonite as a additive that the Iraqis had. So you see how the administration began to say, there's an Iraqi connection because of this bentonite connection.
Stay there, gentlemen. I want to go over this anthrax war. We've got to go to break. When we come back, I want to go through the evidence that it's an inside job or a cover-up, but also what were the motives? Was it an aborted false flag to blame Iraq? Where did the trail lead?
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
We sit down and shut up.
Hey, we stop asking.
asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. The government doesn't own the system. Go to MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. Check out MySolarBackup.com before you lose your power.
When you look at the anthrax attacks, there's no doubt this is an inside job. And then the question is, what's the motive? And this film is really well done. Everybody needs to see Anthrax War. I mean, the White House, Ari Fleischer admitting that much of the White House was on Cipro starting September 10th through the attacks, but nobody else was when they knew it was going to be going through the Capitol mail system and some of it to the White House. I mean, this is really, really suspicious. But that's only one area. Going back to our guests, the makers of Anthrax War, Bob Cohn and Eric Nadler, you guys know how to tell this story best. You guys have got the floor. This is a short segment. Long one's coming up. Run through what the film covers, the evidence, of, and bottom line, what your conclusion is, what the anthrax attacks really were in Anthrax War.
Well, the deal is one has to look at who benefited and who gained ultimately from the anthrax attacks. When the FBI named lone mailman Bruce Ivins as their guy, they said he had a profit motive, $2,000 government contracts or whatever, to get the anthrax vaccine that he was working on in Fort Detrick, Maryland, to be reinvigorated and put forth for the U.S. Military troops. We asked a legitimate question. If they're saying profit motive for a lone gunman, who really made money off these attacks? And we have to be careful here. We're not really pointing any fingers, but we're suggesting that one looks at what is the real legacy of the anthrax attacks. And without a doubt, within the last few years, the U.S. government, in the wake of the anthrax attacks, has leased $50 to $60 billion in what they call biodefense contracts to fight against bioterrorism. And one of the things we do in the film and one of the things we do in the book is begin to examine the corporate connections, who's making the money, who's making the $50 to $60 billion. And once the FBI lets the profit motive as the attack lay into Ivins, we think that's a real legitimate place to look. And in the book, we spend a lot of time looking at very politically wired corporations that have benefited, no doubt, through government contracts in the government response to the anthrax attacks.
Absolutely. And, in fact, expanding on that, and I want Mr. Cohn's take on this as well, and of course yours, Mr. Nadler, is, as you said, $50+ billion for BioShield and other programs, level 4 bioweapons labs in major cities, expanding the U.S. bioweapons program in a cover for bioweapon defense. Even mainstream news has admitted that. They wouldn't have gotten all of this if it wasn't for the anthrax attacks. They got all those major contracts and that policy shift in the war on terror right after the anthrax attack.
Absolutely. I mean, certainly that has been one concrete result of the anthrax attacks, is the birth of what we describe as the bioterror military-industrial complex. And the other troubling thing about all this is that what used to be the domain of secret government programs is now privatized. So we have private corporations who are doing this classified research that's going on in private labs, in university labs, in private research foundations all around the country. People have no idea what's going on in those labs. There's very little oversight. And because of a lot of this is actually private, there's really no way of finding out what's going on in those labs, because a lot of that is protected by trade secrets. So there are a lot of very, very troubling questions. A lot of experts, scientists that we spoke to all around the world who are very, very concerned about all this, because we have to remember one thing, the world of germ weapons, there's very little difference, the line between what is offensive bioweapons research and defensive research is very blurry. We have to remember, offensive biological weapons are actually outlawed by international treaties. Only defensive research is allowed. But
well,
in order
gentlemen,
to develop...
We got a break. Long segment coming up. Plenty of time for both of you to go through this story. But I don't want to miss the elephant in the room here. The government of the United States, England, you name it, have been caught over and over again testing radiologicals, chemicals, biologicals on their own populations, including lethal pathogens on foster children, veterans, military, minorities.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health major. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job.
unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Well, I'm not the kind of kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine. So fine.
Ladies and gentlemen, they launched the anthrax attacks. They use it to pass the Patriot Act. All these political enemies of Bush get hit with it. Bush is on Cipro before 9/11 with the White House staff. This film is so important. It's Anthrax War, a film by Bob Cohn and Eric Nadler. We have it discounted out of the gates. Just came out at InfoWars.com. We hope everybody gets it and shows it to people, because this is just more evidence of the people running our system are not very friendly or not very nice. And it's a gateway into a whole larger world. You can also call toll free to get it, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You were trying to say something, Mr. Nadler, one of the filmmakers, as we went to break. Go ahead.
Well, basically, I can't recall the exact point, but I'd like to pick up on your point that there is a permanent government that will not go beyond the official narrative, be it Obama, be it Bush, be it Clinton. In other words, when it comes to very serious foreign policy pieces of business, like the anthrax attacks in 9/11, there is a line drawn in the sand. In other words, the biggest impediment, I believe, to a real honest investigation of these anthrax attacks is a real spotlight upon the FBI investigation, which is called the largest in our nation's history. 7 years, they went all around the world, issued, 5,500 subpoenas. Supposedly, they want you to make it think that it's the best investigation in the world. Obama comes in, he cleans house with everyone. Who does he keep? FBI Director Robert Mueller, the guy in charge of the anthrax investigation. And when Mueller goes up to testify in September 2008, he's grilled by Senator Patrick Leahy in something in our film that I think is the most interesting scene. Leahy, a target of the attacks, and the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee with oversight over the FBI, who for 7 years basically did not speak of the anthrax attacks. When we called him up early on, we heard from his press spokesman, Senator Leahy never speaks about the anthrax attacks at any time. Whoa. But in September 2008, 1 month after the FBI named Ivins as lone gunman, Leahy looks right into the eyes of Mueller and says, "Director Mueller, I do not believe that if Ivan was involved, that he was the only person who could be charged with murder." Whoa. This was not internet chatter, not Alex Jones chatter. This was the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, a recipient of the anthrax letters, a man with direct oversight of the FBI, charging conspiracy and cover-up of the largest unsolved serial murder investigation in FBI history. And the fact that this new president, Obama, does not come forth and saying, let's get to the bottom of this, makes me think that there really is kind of a permanent government that draws a line in the sand and does not go further.
And, well, that's a whole nother area, and I want both of you to respond to this. The suspicious death of the patsy, of the lone gunman, he, from what I've read and some of what the film covers, was actually investigating the anthrax and looking into it. They already tried to burn several other patsies, a Middle Eastern American scientist, the South African guy. They said some other people might have done it. First, they said Arabs had done it and scribbling, trying to frame Iraq. But I mean, you guys are the experts that totally have been focusing on this, so enlighten me here. Then we noticed in just a few news articles buried, but nowhere on national news, that the patsy had been grabbed, put in a mental institution, and then been in lockdown and died of prescription-strength Tylenol. I mean, how bizarre is that? And there wasn't anything about him being in government custody in the headlines. That itself was suspicious. And then it was, that's it, Patsy's dead. I mean, this, so they tried over and over again with different patsies. Finally, they got a patsy that couldn't argue with him, or just the suspicious death alone.
Well, we have to remember the first guy that the person of interest that they initially focused on was this another U.S. Army scientist, Stephen Hatfield. And they said they never named him as a suspect, but his name was leaked to the media. He was hounded by the FBI. And, Hatfield was a tough guy. He sued. He sued the media. He sued the FBI. And last year he got the government settled with him for almost $6 million and basically cleared him of all wrongdoing. And just a few weeks later, the FBI announces, hey, we've got our guy. The only problem is he's just committed suicide. And you're right. Bruce Ivins was also a U.S. Army scientist, and he did help the FBI early in the investigation into the anthrax attacks. And the FBI claimed that he got onto their radar a few months before, or a little bit longer than that, before he committed suicide. He was put under extreme pressure. Again, he was harassed by the FBI. His children were even approached and offered, I think his son was offered a sports car, a Corvette, if he could rat out his father. His security clearance was withdrawn, and Bruce Ivins, was made out in the media to have some mental problems. But it's true. He was put under a lot of duress, and the FBI a year ago announced that, we got our guy, but he's just committed suicide. The official story is that Bruce Ivins, was drinking heavily and took some prescription Tylenol and was found unconscious and taken to a hospital and, died 2 days later. But the interesting thing, Alex, is that we were actually in the edit room editing Anthrax War at the time, last year when this happened. And at that point, the anthrax attacks were still unsolved. And it was very interesting because Bruce Ivins is actually the fifth dead scientist in our film. We'd followed a whole trail of dead scientists in our investigation, beginning with the death of David Kelly, the weapons expert who was an arms inspector in Iraq, who you might remember died in 2003, just after the invasion of Iraq, where he was found dead in the woods in near his home in Oxford. And so we'd been looking into a whole spate of mysterious deaths of germ warfare scientists, all of whom were working with anthrax.
Go through some of those deaths, because it's not just the five suspicious anthrax connection deaths. There are hundreds and hundreds of microbiologists and people in key bioweapons development and bioweapons fingerprinting, especially, being murdered. I mean, there'll be people at university in Houston, a van in a 5-mile-an-hour zone runs over them in front of the students and then backs back over and leaves. Or people will be, one guy in Virginia, the Washington Post reported, was like satanically sacrificed with all his guts ripped out and heart cut out and pentagrams carved in him. Others are drowned in puddles of water. Others get double capped in the head. And I'm sure most of it isn't involving this case, but other cases of cover-ups. I mean, I wouldn't want to be a microbiologist working in or around government programs.
In fact, that is the sentiment that was expressed by John Eldridge, an Englishman who is the editor of James Defense Weekly's
chemical and biological defense news report, perhaps the most sophisticated analysis of chemical and biological weapons used by UN's weapons inspectors. It has a long history of being a reputable piece of business. And he said, when looking at this spate of dead scientists, he said, geez, I would not like to be a microbiologist. And this quote has been confirmed in a couple of places. Now, look, the list does grow if you go to internet sites to 40, 50, 60, 70. And,
well, I've seen it more than that. I've seen it more than that if you add them all together. I mean, over the last, because, I mean, I was seeing lists before the anthrax attacks, before 2000. So I mean, you may be talking about some of the modern list, but, I mean, take Dr. David Kelly. He sends emails saying, I'll be found dead in the woods if I speak out. He tells friends, he tells people I've interviewed on the show. He is writing a tell-all book on him. Locals come up in the park, see five guys in black uniforms run away from his dead body. There's no blood at the scene or very little from slit wrist. There's three undissolved pills in his stomach, and they say he died of slitting his wrist and pills. I mean, this is, I mean, could my dead body, could I be seen with black ops standing over me with witnesses and still? I mean, maybe they could blow my head off on TV and say I killed myself. I mean, this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, well, you know, anything can happen in this modern media age. And I think the story about Kelly is very instructive. I mean, Kelly's death has been suspicious from the get-go. In our film, Anthrax War, we interview a member of parliament, Norman Baker, who takes a full year off from his responsibilities to investigate Kelly's death. This is no kind of... out of mainstream guy. He's a member of the British Parliament, and he ends up writing a book called The Strange Death of David Kelly, and he says David Kelly was murdered. And this is an astounding claim that has just been endorsed by 13 leading British doctors who have petitioned and hired a lawyer to ask that the Brown government in England, which is now considering a review of the Blair policies that led to the war in Iraq. They have four areas they want to investigate, from the Downing Street memo, which you know about, et cetera, to the death of David Kelly. And basically, the rap on Kelly is the most telling piece of evidence that MP Norman Baker discovered was that the knife he supposedly used as he went to the woods all depressed about being officially sacrificed by the British government as a leak that destroyed their case for war. All depressed, he went into the woods and he took a knife, he slit his wrists, and he swallowed some tablets from his wife's medicine cabinet. What Baker got the police to admit was that there was no fingerprints on the knife. Well, how do you kill yourself? No fingerprints, no glove. And the Kelly murder, and I don't say suicide, I say murder, because I really do believe it was a murder, as do 70% of the British public and a growing percentage of the opinion leaders in the UK. Who killed Kelly becomes a very important piece of business. And he becomes the poster boy, poster child, poster man for these, you know, 100 or so other suspicious deaths of microbiologists. In fact, one of the things we mentioned to a member of parliament who has mentioned to us that he'll be entering interviews we did for our film into the official parliamentary inquiry into Kelly's death and the rush to war. He said that the Kelly death combined with the death of Kelly's successor as the head of microbiology, the germ warfare plant at Porton Down in England. He died in a light airplane crash, a suspicious crash 11 months after Kelly. It's kind of mind-blowing what we do in our film, Anthrax War, and we do in our book, Dead Silence, is we begin to show that to work in this field of germ warfare is they're dangerous to your health because you end up killing yourself, suicide, the official story, or something else worse happens to you.
Yeah, I mean, also you got to look at what are these guys doing, and we decided to look at Kelly and what was his job in germ warfare, what was he doing, and what was he doing at Porton Down, this lab, which is the U.S. Defense Department's, the United Kingdom's secret lab where they do all their germ research. And one of the things that we discovered was that Porton Down has got a long history of human experiments, of testing bioweapons on volunteers.
And chemical. They actually killed some people in association with that. I've had some of their family members on. They'd march them in, tell them they were going to test a bio, hit them with sarin or VX.
Exactly.
But expanding on that, I found they create their cadres of killers at these things, too. They find scientists that believe the end justifies the means, and then sometimes they kind of wake up and realize what's happened. That's why they've got to be killed. But I just want to add, before we run out of time here, to blitz through other key points made in the film. People need to support alternative news, filmmakers, and cinema. And you guys are great filmmakers, award-winning filmmakers. You know, I went over your bio earlier. Anthrax War needs to be seen, and we've got these up on Infowars.com. They're available. I want everybody to get the full picture in this film at Infowars.com. Anthrax War, a film by Bob Cohn and Eric Nadler, again, available at Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. Mr. Cohn, go ahead and finish the point you were making when I interrupted there, and then in the time we've got left, rattle off some of the other key points, interesting things, because there's so much in this film and then so much other stuff I'm sure you discovered that you didn't have time to put in the film.
Well, you know, we were talking about David Kelly, and we discovered, you know, that David Kelly was working at Porton Down, where, you know, he headed the microbiology department for many years there. And they were involved, like you said, in human experiments at Porton Down on these servicemen. And there was a huge police investigation by the local police there into these human experiments, and they were looking at scientists, and quite possibly Kelly's was a target of this investigation. The other thing we discovered about Kelly was his relationship with the apartheid era South African apartheid era secret germ weapons program. During the apartheid years, South Africa had a small but very sophisticated germ war program. And one of the aims of this program was to come up with something that they called the black bomb. And that was an ethnic weapon.
Race-specific bioweapon. And Cheney then wrote about that. We're going to come back and discuss that after this quick break in the final segment. Cheney, in his September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, said we need to legitimize the use of these race-specific bioweapons. So, gentlemen, I'm glad you got into that. I forgot to bring that up. And just amazing information. Of course, you interview the head of the South African program. It's Anthrax War, available at Infowars.com. Folks, you got to get this movie. This needs to be seen by everybody. We've got to point out this false flag event.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Folks, I don't want to bash this company, but I was at the health food stores. I'm trying to get healthy again, grabbing liquid natural vitamins and minerals. And I've always joked that they'd start putting mercury on the store shelves because I've got national federal reports saying mercury's now good for you, which is just completely ridiculous. All the studies show one of the most deadly heavy metals. Here is a popular liquid vitamin. I'm not going to say the name. I mean, they can zoom out and I can show you the bigger bottle, but not, I don't want to be mean to this company because they may just be nuts. But, there it is, mercury. I mean, and I wasn't paying attention. You know, the person at the store recommended, though, this is a really good brand. And, maybe I'll get them. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe lead's good for you, like CNBC says. Maybe I've been wrong that, you know, maybe the flu shot is good. Folks, I want to say bye to our guest here. I want to have them back up because they've certainly had some very informative adventures. The film is Anthrax War. Next time they come on, we'll play some clips of it at PrisonPlanet.tv for you. I do want to thank a sponsor, though, here at the end of the show before we finish up with race-specific bioweapons with the makers of Anthrax War, and that is eFoodsDirect.com. In these insane times, when we're being told mercury is good for us, and they're talking about depression and wars with Iran, the rest of it. I bought storable foods two separate times from these guys. It lasts more than 10 years in climate control, 10 years in non-climate control like my garage and attic. I got both filled up with this stuff. It's high-quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid. Give them a call today, 800-409-5633. Get a free brochure. Watch their free videos at eFoodsDirect.com or check out the links on InfoWars.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. You will never stand in a bread line if you have your own bread, eFoodsDirect.com. And sorry to cut in on your time, guys, with the mercury, now a mineral vitamin for everybody. I just said I mentioned that earlier and forgot to. In closing, Mr. Cohn, you were getting into anthrax war and race-specific bioweapons out of South Africa.
Yeah, one of the things we did is we traveled down to South Africa to see how the South African program, the apartheid-era program that was run there by a guy called Dr. Death, Botha Basson. And during the 1980s, he set up a very sophisticated secret germ war program with about 200 scientists. And one of their main aims was to come up with this black bomb, an ethnic-specific bioweapon that would target black people. There are a lot of questions about if they were actually succeeded in doing it. He claims that they never succeeded, but they were actively, he admits in his interview with us in the film on camera, that they did In fact, we're trying to develop a vaccine or something that they could actually give to women to make them infertile, and admits that he had working relationships with the U.S. government, with the British government. He visited Fort Detrick, the U.S. Government germ warfare lab. He visited Porton Down in the United Kingdom. Yeah. He admitted a relationship with Bassan. And he said, we were asked to develop this ethnic weapon by another country.
Israel.
That had a Well, he didn't say. We had pushed him, and he did not say what.
No, I know, but it's come out that he worked with Israel to try to sterilize the Arabs. Gentlemen, I've got to have you back up just on that, because, as you said, this is a gateway, a portal into everything else. Anthrax War, get it at Infowars.com, folks. This deserves to be seen. You can also get their book at their website, AnthraxWar.com, but get the video today. Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for joining us. We didn't have a chance to hear in the final segment from Mr. Nadler. Mr. Nadler, great having you on as well, and I look forward to having you back up. Maybe in a month or so, we'll do 2 hours and take phone calls and get into all the other adventures and any threats you got or other things that happened along your way.
Thanks, Alex. Great being with you, Alex. Thank you.
All right. Great job, gentlemen. Great film. I'm really impressed. You guys are amazing filmmakers. I admire you. Retransmission starts now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.